Warning, the following podcast is a lie.
Come on! We said we weren't going to do that bit!
It's just...
You're bringing the
There's no other
down.
Fucking jokes in the game other than fucking Kate.
There is plenty of witty dialogue.
Oh my god.
All of the rant theory.
That's really good.
Quality, just fucking spot
God. On. It's not even our bit.
That's what we bring. That's what we bring.
Oh, welcome to the Rant Theory podcast number 46.
46.
Are you sure it's not 47? No, I'm just joking.
No.
We have this discussion.
Let us know, Rant Theory. gmail.com.
Shouldn't we have done more? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Sorry for the lateness.
Yeah.
PSN was down.
Stupid Sony.
Someone
Sony's
had
fault.
Someone hacked into our podcast and they stole all of your credit card details. I'm really sorry.
Oh, I don't know how that happened, but
you know, the irony is this will probably be up before it is.
Oh, yeah, true.
We'll talk more about that a bit later. Cool.
Yes.
We've got fucking an absolute gang of news to throw at you.
Gang of news.
Gangbusters, you
it's
might
that
say.
Gang.
It's that gang of news.
Gang of news.
The Crips.
Up to no good.
Uh-oh. We're going to talk a little bit about Portal 2. We're going to talk a bit about Omo's 3DS adventures.
3DS.
We're going to talk about all the news in the world.
Mm.
That has happened.
All of the news. All of the news I shared this week.
Extra shot.
Extra. Lots of shoes and other shit that's not important to this podcast.
Yeah.
So.
It's been a little while.
Has been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Been a bit of a drought, though.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Only
one amazing game.
Other than that.
Several good things.
Yeah. Like what?
Like those games I was talking about.
Which ones?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what else have
you said one?
That one game.
Oh, there's been plenty of things happening, hasn't there?
I don't know. Tell me about them.
Tornadoes in New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck, can't catch a break.
Yeah, those guys are popping it hard.
Ridiculous.
That really sucks.
Ridiculous. It's a lovely place. Stop fucking pummeling it.
Weather.
I'd love to get back there one day.
Jeez. Weather.
Jeez. Bloody geez.
What are you going to do about it?
Wear a
coat.
That's all we can do, really. It's fucking stupid.
Attic, a tornado-proof coat.
Anything interesting been happening with you lads?
Nah.
No, not me neither. Nah. It's been a little quiet.
Ooh, bullshit.
Yeah. I don't even have a kooky story to tell.
What do you got? Better be fucking good.
It's not that good, I'll be honest.
Strong.
But what else have we got?
Yeah, well.
Nothing.
Let's go with it.
So a couple of weeks at work, we had a couple of weeks ago at work.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
We had a fella come in for respite.
Hmm.
And I got chatting to this bloke one night. He's a late 80s gentleman. His wife is 92.
As in, like, he's in his late 80s?
Yes.
He's not from the late 80s?
No.
He didn't rock up with hammer pants on. Oh!
A piano tie. No. So, yeah, in his late 80s, his wife is in her early 90s. And we got chatting just about, I don't even know how
cradle
it came up.
Cradle snatcher.
Cradle, yes. Oh. Cougar.
Bit of a cougar.
But we got talking how he used to have a Sega Mega Drive back in the day when they came out.
Huh. How old was he when it came out?
Well, he would have been in 60? His mid-60s, yes.
What a
really?
Badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool.
He said the people at the shops used to call him the oldest teenager in Warrnambool.
That's cool.
But anyway, this guy, we talked for a while about different games. Like, he liked some cool stuff like Desert Strike, and it came up that his wife's favourite game on the Mega Drive was actually Road Rash. Which is hilarious.
Yeah,
like,
is
a game where you ride and beat the shit out of dudes. And it's like, you know, it was a good game until you go up to, like, levels 6 and 7, he said. It was just too hard. Like, he's not just pulling out bullshit.
Like, he's not just saying, you know.
He was legitimately
pulling out old copies of Hyper and, like, going, yes, this particular game was the one.
Well, let me check the
wiki. I didn't like it when Cam Shea was the editor.
just went downhill.
Cam Shea.
And you'll be like, what the fuck?
Oh, geez. Dude, that's shit.
Yeah, But it was really cool. So
was this
the
conspiracy we had? All Nathan had a conspiracy theory that you'd just like you from the future.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he was. He's like he's just going to come back and he's going to be wearing like a shiny velcro like a suit. Yeah. And it's going to be all fucking reflective, and he'd be like, "Don't do this thing. Here's a sports almanac. Put more money into shoes." And he's going to fade away.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. So I ended up taking my Xbox in to show him into work, and showed him like Crysis 2 and some driving stuff, and he was suitably impressed, but absolutely mind bottled by the controls. He just couldn't.
Oh, really?
Could not comprehend the looking the and sticks. The moving at the same time.
Yeah.
He said it was fantastic. He said, but he didn't think he would ever be able to get used to learning how to control it.
Yeah. But that sort of thing's only really been around for like.
Well, yeah, it's a huge generational jump for him, going from a D-pad and three buttons to
two sticks, two shoulder buttons, and four buttons.
Yeah, what was that PlayStation 1? Then introduced the dual analogs.
But he was out of the game.
Yeah, that's
then.
What I'm saying. Yeah, it was some.
But how many first person shooters were on PS1? Was there many?
I think
couple, but not a whole lot.
Not heaps, was there?
Because didn't it start off as just one stick?
There was that Jumping Flash.
It was a rabbit that bounced around. That was confusing as
weird.
Fuck.
Was that first person? Was it?
Yeah. Weird game. So that was cool to meet a gamer.
That's cool. Yeah, it is.
Never
really
thought
cool.
I'd meet a gamer at work. It was hilarious.
That's one of those. Tick that box.
He used to program basic games as well and things like
really?
That. Like, yeah, that's like
hardcore.
Full into
that's
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
got to meet anyone interesting at work. It's bullshit.
Yeah.
Can you sell me fucking this? Do I need a set-top box on this new plasma?
Why can't I fucking get Channel 7? Fucking cunt. We got an
awesome letter recently as well.
Oh, did we?
Yeah. We got a great letter.
All right.
Here.
Fucking sick.
Where are we, team?
Yeah, it was very, very good.
Team letter reading.
Yeah. It was, I'm going to hold it out here because I can hear that buzzing. From Aaron. He's a friend of ours from New Zealand, friend of the show.
Yeah, hope you're well. Hope you're not bloody swept up in tornado.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to be. He didn't include that detail in here, so he seems to be all right.
Yeah.
But I can't guarantee it.
Well, the mail got to us okay, so that's okay.
Yes. Yes. Now, it is headline is Old Moot. Or old
Moot.
Mount. Or old. I don't know how to pronounce it.
Doesn't matter how it's spelled, it's pronounced old Moot.
That is.
Okay. So here we go. So I was very surprised to hear talk of Old Moot on the mini cast. When I was 18, 1995, I worked fruit picking in the. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Fruit.
Moteka. He's going to. Yeah. Feel free to crucify me on my pronunciation of that. Moteka region. Here in New Zealand, stayed near a place called Upper, Moutia. Let's call it Moutia.
Moutia.
We all had fuck all money and, the work sucked. So we used to get on the piss regularly at this local apple wine called Old Moutia. Moutia. That was like $10 for a 3-litre flagon. Hideous stuff, but got you nice and messed up. But it was so horrid, we'd mix it with Raro. Do you have Raro? It's powdered orange sachet drink for kids.
Oh, God.
No, we do not.
Is that like Tang?
It sounds like Tang, yeah. That's crazy. It was the only thing we could afford... to cut the acrid bite of what we used to call Old Moot.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now it seems the same rancid apple serum is in our supermarkets and all the way over in Australia. Unbelievable to me. Maybe they've tweaked the flavour. I'm not game to try. So, yeah, rough. Bet it's more like $3 a litre now. Don't drink it. I know what underpaid Marlboro fruit pickers do with the fruit when no one's watching. Thank you so much, dude.
That's awesome. Hilarious. That is awesome.
Awesome letter.
And just to clarify, no, it doesn't taste any good. I'm sure it still tastes as hard as when you used to drink it. Fantastic.
Yeah, that was a
glorious. That's a good letter.
Glorious. It was. It was
I like that one.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like,
that's a good
excellent.
Old Mutt.
Old Mutt. Delicious. Thanks for writing in. If you've got any old stories about hilarious things.
Mutts.
Old Mutts.
Mutts,
young or old.
Nah.
We're getting a bit of spam now, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Voice spam.
Voice spam.
But if you do have any kind of letters you'd like to send through to us, it's ranttheory@gmail.com.
And the other one, but don't do it because we don't read Twitlongers.
No, we don't.
Is that a thing anymore? Is that still a thing?
Yeah, I haven't seen a Twitlonger for a long time.
Because we had such a hardcore fucking bashing of it.
Stamp out.
It did get bashed.
Well, this problem is just
I know it's on TweetDeck. It does its own little Twitlonger and it opens it up in the thing.
I don't use that.
That's good.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wouldn't know.
Hey, no, did Twitter buy that?
Twitter did buy
they
that.
They did.
Don't fuck it up, Twitter.
Take me out of the business.
Good as it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are next to what phones people are going to buy, I reckon Twitter clients is the second most interesting conversation anyone can have. Yeah, what phone? Let's talk about it. Standard.
What is that?
I've got a fucking iPhone, the regular one, and I use a Twitter client that's called Twitter.
Really?
The end of conversation. Over.
I'm thinking about picking
out.
Up. I
want to know. It's interesting
not
to know.
Quite a twin core.
They've all got different things.
Hyperdrive. When the next update is released, it will be.
Instant coma.
Absolutely.
I'm interested in people's Twitter clients.
That's good. Well, send your boring emails about Twitter clients to adambmetal@myballs.com. Myballsproductions.com. Yeah. We have played video games, though, I swear to God.
Yeah, I've been playing some video games.
Now, do you want to lead with your the biggest purchase you've had of recent history?
Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't think that's true.
Tires for your car.
You met this man, haven't you?
No, you happen to buy yourself some new gadget?
Yeah. I bought a Nintendo 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
What's that
he
thing?
He was so subtly alluding to.
Did
you
like
buy
that.
Something that
was there a
with your money?
Well, similar
shape to a DS.
I'm just hoping at some stage, some other fuck will just carry a touch, just a little.
No, I've got you. I lashed out and got a 3DS because I can't help myself with gadgets.
Now you bought this over the internet. Didn't you get it on launch day too?
Yeah, I got the Dick Smith deal where it was $2.98 plus a game, so with free delivery.
That's a game.
So it's a good deal. It was Raving Rabbids, which is like a competent platformer.
Serviceable.
It was free.
Serviceable.
It was free, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been really impressed with the system so far. Given that it does have minimal use at the moment, a lot of the features that were
that's what you want.
Yeah, that were quoted
maximum
there.
Hardware, minimal usage.
It's like the Wii. When you first got the Wii, you're like,
it's amazing.
Look. Potential could amazing. It's
there.
So far, bowling.
Pretty shit. Bowling, that's it.
But at least that got better over time.
It did get better over time.
Yeah,
the more drunk you got.
Yeah. All right, so tell us all about this thing.
Yeah, so
I hear you bought every game on it.
I've bought pretty much every game on it and returned them all. Bar Lego Star Wars 3.
Yeah.
Which is actually a damn fine little game. It's really good.
Yeah, that was cool what I saw that one showed me.
Good use of the 3D effects. Some of the games that I've played, obviously because it's early days, I don't have a really good handle on how to actually use it. So sometimes it's basically non-existent, like it's not even there,
it's just pointless.
I'd like to actually talk about that 3D just really quick. I've only had a quick little play of yours, but that it's absolutely blown me away.
How
3D works.
Straight up, like you can't deny it. Like
it's amazing.
Anyone can argue the relevance of 3D and say how good it is or whatever, but you can't deny this thing fucking works, and it's the best looking 3D I've seen.
Yeah, like, it's fantastic. I like the way Nintendo's approach is to it as well, where that it's not it can never be a game can never rely on 3D.
Yeah, I disagree with that, but
I think that's
because I think that's a shame.
That makes it a gimmick.
But the thing is, like 3D, after having played it for a while with, you know, the launch games, which you know aren't obviously going to be a really good indication of what it can do.
Yeah, yeah.
But the 3D more is just a cool feature. Like,
yeah, but I mean, when you look at, like, think about the touch panel on the DS, right? Yeah. If they were to say, well, every game's got to work with both buttons and a touch pad, all games,
yeah,
right? So it's completely even for people who can't hold pens. You know,
well, that is the reason.
But that's what they've done with 3D. Some people can't see it, so therefore we can't.
Bunch of fucking monopod two finger motherfuckers running around playing DSs. This is bullshit. It's not for them.
But damn you, handicapped people.
It is a bit of a. It's a shame that they like there won't be any games that rely on it. Because
I honestly don't know that they could.
I don't know what they could do to rely on 3D. But at the same time,
creativity is born out of that sort of.
Well, that's exactly right. That is exactly right. That's not for us to decide whether or not it can or can't work. It's up to the person making the game to make it work.
Yep.
So, and if you've taken that, they've taken that away.
Yeah. So people aren't going to try.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is it's doomed. Like the system is doomed to just have games that have depth, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they can't. But then there's a whole bunch of other stuff that it can do, which I'm interested in. How's your experience been with the other stuff, other than the 3D thing, which, you know, is impressive?
I think the main thing we all want to know is, have you taken a photo of your heavily mustard penis yet?
Not yet.
Let's get down to brass tacks.
I'm still in training.
Let's find this out.
I'm still in training. It is going to come.
dear, is it now?
Jeez. Getting hot under the... No.
Oh, goodness.
As a system, like, out of the box, it's got so much stuff you can fuck around with and have a good time with.
Yeah.
The AR card's obviously, you know, one of the biggest things.
AR tattoos.
That guy's a fucking idiot.
What a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, seriously. What a chump.
That's pretty dumb.
AR things, that they work really well. Like, I've used some AR stuff on my iPhone. And
it works.
It works, but it's kind of not the best.
Not as good as the card.
But the card thing itself works really good, and you can put a PDF of the card on your phone and just use that to take around with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, lots of little mini games with that, which work really well.
Yep.
Cool One Face Raiders is awesome fun. You basically take a photo of yourself. and it maps your face.
Certainly do not
face.
Purchase volumes 1-6.
6 is really
on DVD.
Lame. Face Raiders.
7, it comes back at like 8.
Does it not sound like a porno?
It does a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little.
I think I know someone who owns the whole collection.
Me.
I'm always like, oh my God.
Continue.
Whew. Sorry, you're talking about face huggers?
Face huggers.
Face raiders.
Face rapers. what it does is maps your face to a sphere, which then flies around the room, and you've got to fly around and shoot it. But it...
I had a go at it. It was your mum attacking me. It was a little... disturbing. I'm like...
She'll do that. it animates the face and stuff, and it's just cool. Like, it's got that Nintendo...
and that uses the
it and
the movement as well.
The gyroscope.
I liked how it started breaking through the wall. Really cool.
So they're pretty cool. And they've said they're going to do some more of them as well, get behind the AR thing, which would be cool if they do.
Hmm.
There's like a mini golf kind of game. There's fishing.
Yeah.
They work, but they're kind of gimmicks, but just as something that comes free with it.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Can't argue with free.
Yeah.
Interesting to see whether or not, like you see, a few of them come out on the iPad 2 as well. Because of the rear camera.
Yeah. Mm,
yeah.
It's interesting. The 3D camera itself works pretty well, better than what I thought it would. It's a balls camera, like it's really low res and low
light. Photos of your balls.
Yes.
With the camera.
We're waiting.
One for each ball. So low light photos look like crap. You've got to have good light and stuff.
He's been trying.
Yeah. Under the covers.
On low light.
I tried when I was in bed. And it was just a bit like, it was a mess.
You're like, take a look at this. What do you reckon? How mustard would you say this is? You're like,
That's not heavily mustard away from me. That's not heavily mustard enough.
That's coming out at me.
That looks mildly mustard at best.
I'm like, damn it. Too much pressure.
Yeah, so it's been pretty cool. I tried out Street Fighter, Pilot Wings.
I saw Street Fighter.
Street Fighter's badass.
Street Fighter was pretty damn cool.
That was impressive. Fucking cool.
Pilot Wings was good. That was, the 3D effect on that was really cool.
Yeah. How were the rings? Did they really come out at you or did it really
they
help?
They did.
Helped a lot?
Helped. It did a little bit.
Getting the rings.
Yep. Wait, which rings are we talking about here?
No, I'm just talking about standard Pilot Wings rings.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it break down to the fact that it's just Pilot Wings?
Yeah, that game sucks.
Yeah.
I never said I was going to keep any of these games, Nathan.
No. Oh, I believe you were really mustard about that that game. You're like, Pilot Wings is going to be sick as dicks. And I'm going like, oh, it's Pilot Wings. Pilot Wings is pretty shit.
I haven't played it before.
Anyway.
So I got that. I got the Dinosaurs Combat of Giants, which is a fucking terrible
game.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, you did buy everything.
I did.
I believe at one stage, completely abusing the return policy of your local retailer, you literally said to somebody who's like, see you in a week, and they went, fuck you.
No, he said, jerk.
No, jerk. Okay.
Jerk. It was funny.
Jerk.
That game, it basically consists of two elements. You running from a behind view third person through a forest, and then you come to fight dinosaurs on a 2D primal rage kind of bullshit. But the running
monkey. Vomit on him.
The running through the forest thing was probably the best use of 3D I've seen so far, because you've got like branches that come out of the screen at you and stuff, and it's actually really impressive. Like the game itself sucked balls, but the 3D, they probably did the best so far.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting.
So it's another toy, really. I mean, if you start breaking down 3D into like, oh, it's just a gimmick, then you could say things like, you know, lighting. Well, that's just a gimmick, unless you use it really
Rumble is a gimmick. Like,
but it still it can be very immersive. So.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's, I think it's a surround bit reductive sound, to say that it can't enhance the gameplay. If it looks really
cool. That's what it does. It enhances what is already good.
I think that one thing that really impressed me as well with the slider is the fact that you can... Like, that's the first time I've ever been in control of 3D. Like, I've seen 3D before, 3D movies, and you sit there and you go, shit, I've got to get used to this. And you sit there, whereas this, it feels like you go, oh, this is too much, and just turn it off. And then you go, oh, a little bit's okay. And you can sort of tune it yourself.
It works really well, because if you focus on the very background, if you slide the slider down, the background actually comes towards you.
Yeah, you can see it changing.
It blows my mind. Yeah, it's crazy.
I've never seen anything work like that before.
No.
It's so strange.
So,
the fact that they did install a slider and not like a on half off.
Yeah, not like a plus switch. Minus button.
Yeah.
That sounds something they'll do in a fucking hardware revision. It'll be a plus minus kind of thing, and it won't be as work as well as the slider.
Yeah.
I mean, the sliders can break, but I still think that that's a better solution.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
As for the actual hardware itself,
it's pretty good.
It's nice.
Yeah.
I love the Nintendo kit. Like, yeah, I really do.
The console itself is really cool. Like the finish on it is awesome. It feels really
nice,
classy,
anodized looking top.
Which actually is. The colours underneath, but it's got a panel underneath, but then the top part is actually
weird.
Clear.
Yeah.
So you're seeing through it, it's really
like
good.
A candy coating kind of thing like
that.
Yeah,
exactly, yeah.
As soon as I picked it up, I was like, shit. Like,
yeah.
And I actually like the finish better than I like the finish on the DSi.
Yep.
Because DSIs, being that they're matte, are prone to oil. Oil is your fingers.
Yeah.
So you'll pick it up and you'll be like, you know, you can see it. And with a shiny surface, you can clean that, like, no problem.
Yeah.
Whereas with a matte surface...
It's hard to clean.
It's very hard to clean. Yep. And it doesn't look like... I don't like the feel of it that much, whereas I really dug the...
It feels really solid. It feels...
I hope they don't go matte for the second revision. Like, I hope they DS Lite it. I still think the DS Lite's the best...
That's a nice one, yeah. It is,
and that was
nice
a shiny one as well.
Okay. Shiny, and it has like a bit of a clear coating as well. Like,
so they're sort of going for the best of both worlds, haven't they?
Apparently, it's the same size as the DS Lite, like roughly.
Yeah, it's about the same. No, it's more like the DSi. Like I bought my DSi around.
Oh, sorry, DSi. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, right,
DSi is slightly larger.
Yeah,
DS Lite.
Yeah.
Hold on. To me, at first glance, looks more like the friggin' size of a DS.
Fatty.
Fatty.
Yeah. OG.
Yeah, no.
It's not.
No.
It's nowhere near.
But like, I haven't seen a DS Fatty for fucking
that's
ages.
That's true.
Oh, I have.
Do you know I had like a mad tingle to buy one?
No. Nah.
Like $60 or some bullshit.
I don't want one. I would spend that $60 on something else.
Yeah, I know.
But I just wanted...
That's cheaper than going and buying a Game Boy Advance.
I should go and steal my mum's.
She got one.
Yeah, I sold it to her.
Oh, nice.
Ah, scams.
Yeah.
But that's like, it's literally cheaper than an SP. Buying it.
Yeah, SPs are...
SPs aren't cheap.
They're terrible. They're not. Yeah, they've stopped making DS Lights as well.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Really?
Mm, yeah. DS Lights are now no longer in production, which isn't a surprise. I mean, they...
Not now really. I want one.
Yeah. There's these sick apple green ones you can get from China.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, cool.
They're cool.
Ooh, apple green, eh? Yeah.
I don't need one of those.
No.
No, you don't. So I guess, like, given that it's launched and we didn't have a few of the features put in there, to buy one now is like, yeah, you know, a splurge.
Yeah.
But at the end of this month...
No one's doing any cheap ones or anything like
no,
that.
No, they're not yet. No.
No way.
And they won't.
No.
They all fought at the very start and now it's all like $330, like all standard.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty expensive too when you...
It sort of is.
Like $300 bucks is a fair whack.
Yeah. How much is an iPod Touch? Because I know a lot of kids 300. Buy iPod Touches. Yeah.
Between $250 and $350,
like a real,
depending what size you get.
It's a teenager thing as well for like a lot of kids want an iPod Touch because it's gaming, it's like application stuff as well as music.
Yeah,
music browsing, something you want.
Sure. Exactly, for sure.
Whereas that is, it's just not the same.
Apparently the music stuff on the 3DS is better than it has been before.
It's horseshit. It's always been terrible.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, apparently, because it plays pretty much most formats now. Apparently the other ones couldn't.
It's just too clunky. Like, I don't know what they could have done to the interface.
It's like using your PS3 controller to play deep Blu-rays.
It's just awkward, and then you've got to have it on, and
not so good.
How's the front end? I liked when I was using like the actual
front end is really cool.
Yeah, the UI is pretty.
It's kind of almost set up like it's got the icons, kind of like you've got on your iPhone or whatever.
Yeah,
but you can change
it if you want.
Yeah, how many you want on the screen, so
you can zoom them right out, grid like an iPhone, or you can have them all in a big row.
Yeah, so I've just recently changed mine to a all in a row because you only use a couple at the moment anyway.
That's
kind of looks nicer.
That's a DSi style.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. Everything else on it is really slick as well. Like the music stuff, like that's kind of cool. The camera things, like I just like the Nintendo thing where there's always lots of stuff to do. Like there's always something to click on or change. Or,
that's not. I don't know because the DSi really it had the DS Lite had fuck
like
all.
That,
the DSi had a few things that you could fuck around with.
The first
shop.
Real
okay,
thing
right.
That, like,
yeah, that had
it.
Application,
like,
so
getting
speak.
It kind of going, holy fuck, there's like, there's lots of thing, cool things in here, like the shop and like
but
the
you
camera.
Think any generation that. Before that, they do nothing.
No, it's just a games
you
machine.
Had, no, PictoChat. Was on the original. But
oh,
that's
all
it did.
Oh, right, okay.
Here's a picture of
my
dick.
My
dick.
Literally.
He's a dick brontosaurus.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Done that before.
I can see well, you've got things like the stats tracker now, which is really cool.
Those things are so fucking sweet. Like,
what is that?
Well, basically what it does is it tracks things by day.
Hmm.
So you can check like how many steps you've done in a day, what games you played that day, how long you played the system for. Then you
that's
can
crazy.
Also go into a history of like what games you've played like forever on it. How many times you played that game.
I love
what
that.
The longest
I wish the Xbox
were.
Had that.
Yeah,
like,
it's really cool.
I love that kind of stuff.
Bring it up by graphs or just a chart, and it's it works really well.
It's nuts.
Kind of pointless, but it's cool to have it there anyway.
No, a history of that kind of stuff is fantastic.
Yeah.
Does it have a limit? Like, will it just eventually?
No, I think it just keeps going.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
because it comes with a 2 gig.
Comes with a 2 gig SD. I bought a 32 gig because I know that
32
because I know that I'll be going dick hard on the store.
You know how big Game Boy games are, right?
Yeah,
like 500K or something.
Yeah, but who knows where this is going to go as well.
3D movies?
They're going to be doing demos for games, they're going to be doing movies. Who knows down the track?
Yeah,
like,
cool.
Nintendo seemed to be realised that they stuffed up a bit with like the Wii and the DS store.
Mm.
So they're going
to
really push it. Yeah.
I don't
who knows?
I trust
who knows? Mm. But Yeah, cool.
I hope that they really come through with what they're all these promises. They're making this big deal about saying, oh, we're gonna release all these old games. Here's Zelda. Here's all this cool old Game Boy shit. And it's like we've fucking fallen for this a couple times before, and the Wii Shop sucks.
Yeah,
It has enough on there, but it's. It's not very good.
No, okay. It's not very user friendly.
No, well, the DSi store is the old games terrible.
What's the part of the Wii store that has the old shit on it?
Yeah, that's
just and the all sorts Wii, of systems
yeah.
and stuff.
Like, yeah, yep.
That's it. Just the game, just the shop.
When they come out, is just like really sporadic. Like sometimes they come out. Their prices are a little bit all over the place.
So like the likes of Xbox Live Arcade.
Didn't we have a lot of trouble trying to make one work for you? Didn't we download something and then we couldn't actually make it work on your screen? Didn't we get Super Mario World?
Yeah, on the Wii.
Wasn't that weird?
It was that, and it wouldn't... Well, not only that, I needed a classic controller to play it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right.
I was like, oh, fuck.
Well, at least you've got the controller built into this fucking thing. You can't...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't make a
mistake
there.
I wonder if they fuck around with them at all, so they change the controls. They'd have to make it so the little tilt pad would work.
I was saying, I don't know if we talked about it on air, but I bought
Mario 64. Yeah.
That worked with the analog pad.
With the analog pad. Yep.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember you saying that was an old game, and I'm thinking, well, hang on, they didn't have an analog thing back then.
No.
But I'm like, I was playing it for a little bit, and then I'm like, oh, wait a minute, this is...
And it works.
Kind of working, yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I mean, Nintendo have always been really good at somehow going back in the past. Like, you remember when Game Boy Color games started... Like, you put in a Game Boy game and some of them would come out colour.
Colour, yeah.
And you're like, how the fuck is it doing that? They came out when? Like, how does it know? And it's not like it's updating from the internet.
No.
Unless unless that one did. I don't know. It's hard to say.
That's pretty weird.
I don't know.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
But you'd think, like, it wouldn't be that hard to say.
Then maybe that's
put in that
hardware.
Hook in there and just say, look, it can be controlled by any one of our controls.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really interesting.
Smart moves with their first party shit.
Yeah, for sure. So that is the cool thing because we've got the likes of Zelda, a new Mario coming out this year.
Yeah.
Star Fox 64, Mario Kart. So I'm really keen to see what Nintendo actually does with this hardware.
Yeah, it sounds more like you want to play new games less than you want to play old games on a new handheld.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, I've always been right into that sort of part of gaming. Like, I love my old games.
I was pretty unimpressed with the way that the DS games looked. Like,
that didn't worry me. I can play it.
Was it real?
No worries.
Was it no good?
It's fuzzy.
Really?
It's really fuzzy.
Wow.
Sitting next to each other, you're like, it's noticed. It's very noticeable.
But to someone who hasn't played a DS, like myself... It's fine.
I can play it, no worries.
It's just weird because it's like a small screen and it looks like it's blown out because it's a higher resolution screen and they stretch the pixels and fuzz the edges.
The iPhone on an iPad sort of thing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Not quite as bad as that.
Because the screen's not bigger?
That makes the jump for people that have DSIs and stuff now.
Yeah, so that confirmed it for me. Like, I didn't want to...
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't... really give a crap about that. Like,
haven't had a DS before,
yeah,
so
but
it doesn't
still,
matter.
It's totally
for you.
Fine. Like, it,
but the people,
but it's nice looking. Like, that's one of the things I like about it. They've got like really nice, sharp looking graphics on a little screen, and they've got the pixeliness is kind of part
it's a very,
of the,
it's yeah. a very yeah. odd yeah. thing for Nintendo to do.
Well, but I mean, you can force it into the native resolution,
like
you can, and it'll play in this tiny little postage stamp window.
Exact God. Pixels,
isn't that weird. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It just seems like a loose end that didn't get tied up.
There's a few of them.
Yeah.
Have you noticed stuff like the buttons?
I don't own one.
Oh, there's buttons on the front end that don't work, that just don't lead to anything. Like Internet Explorer, that doesn't work.
It goes, nah, this will become available in a system update.
What?
Yeah, there's a couple things like that,
Yeah. The update.
I've literally looked at the screen and went 3D without glasses. That's all I've done.
Yeah.
But there's...
And that's amazing enough, so...
I suppose because it is internet-y, they have sort of thought, oh, people can update it. Like, it is doable.
But still, like, fuck.
It is.
And
it's
if you're getting
weird.
If you want to use the Internet Explorer, you've got to have that shit hooked up to the internet.
You do, actually. Yeah.
That is vital.
Can't we just looked at a cannot open page screen?
404. The little Play Coin thing I thought was a really unique idea, too.
It's pretty cool. I haven't found much that uses it yet. other than the Mii Plaza games.
So you sort of unlocked them all and then that's it?
No, no, there's a one called Adventure Quest or some shit, and it's kind of silly.
Generic name.
Generic name, pretty much. And basically what you do is for your... Because there's bugger all people who've got a 3DS, we can't get Street Pass people added onto our 3DS. So what you can do is you can buy these heroes to play in this game. And it's kind of like a mini turn-based RPG built into the system. So you go through all these different rooms and your little dudes come in and you fight ghosts and stuff. And you got to use the play coins to buy the... people to fight the enemies.
Yeah. And can't you buy like extra AR games?
Yes. But once you've bought them, there's not much. I think you can buy like stuff in Street Fighter and things like that. It's all pretty new days, but
they need to fill the store with fucking go to Animal Crossing levels of stupid amounts of shit. Like Animal Crossing used to have this thing where you go to the shop and every single day there'd be different hats and the hats do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or wigs or clothes or any, and you're talking about these teeny little things that you can barely even see on your character, but it was compelling. You'd be like, I gotta go to that shop to see what's there.
Just to see what's there, yeah.
Because some days you'll go in there and there's a fucking Viking helmet and you'd be like, awesome.
Yeah.
They should just make a shop like and just pump out fucking, you know, 50 or 60 different hats.
Yeah.
Just sit in there and you randomly pick stuff and you just like, you can earn them with those coins. They need to give people stuff to do with that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's all well and good that you've done that system. Don't just make it games. Make it little system things like themes and stuff that would be cheap for Nintendo to pump out, but is compelling for you to do it every day to make you carry that thing with you so you earn play coins. Because that's the way you earn it.
Because otherwise they're pointless.
Is by walking with the system.
Yeah. I've got like 100 and something coins and
They're just sitting there doing nothing.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it just feels like they need, you know, imagine it's like, oh, you can trade 100 coins for a Mario theme for the front end.
Yeah.
You know, I know you could sell it, but just don't. And I don't know. That
would be cool.
And people become obsessed about collecting everything for the system.
Yeah.
I reckon that would be so much more fun than, I don't know, just probably not financially as good for them, but it would make people want to have
fuck
that thing
it, they
on.
Got money.
But even just people doing it in games, like not necessarily have to buy it off the Nintendo store, just do it in games.
Yeah, like
tell
partners, like say, all right, not just first party games, make everything in all the currency in games, like unlock bonus levels with coins.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
that should be in everything.
Yep. Or just extras and things,
behind the scenes, whatever. Yeah. And make people a currency for people to unlock stuff. That would be just the best.
Yeah, because they need to do that, because otherwise they're just going to sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, release another set of 3 AR games and be like, okay. And be like, I unlocked them already because I had 10,000 coins backed up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, it's that fucking Nintendo thing. You're like, man, so much potential.
Yeah.
So much potential.
Yeah, yeah. I'm enjoying it just as a cool new toy.
Yeah, because you haven't had one.
I've never, like I said, I haven't had a Game Boy since the Game Boy Color, which I had for a week and then took back.
If I didn't have a DSi, I think I'd be tempted. But I'm not because I know Nintendo and I know a new one is coming next year.
Yeah.
Like there's no way that they won't do a hardware rev really soon.
Yeah.
That's just what they do.
That's what they do.
So
I don't know what they would add to it though.
They don't need to add shit.
Yeah.
They change the form factor.
No, they'll do. Yeah. They'll take it away.
Fix those load times. what? You know? Brighter screen. More money.
It's literally, cost more.
Yeah.
That's Nintendo's revisions.
Feature is new customers for us.
Hey, sons of bitches.
Sons of bitches. Downloaded things
off the internet.
Yep,
I got some.
We all did.
No,
except
I didn't
for Adam.
That many. I got none.
I got one.
It's because you can't.
I'm here to hear about your games.
Okay. Red Tell Function.
Red Function Underground. Red
I'm
Function.
A getting out of here.
Oh!
That's good stuff. Good Red stuff. Faction was a game that we loved.
A lot.
Blowing up giant buildings and watching them fall over. That was good times.
With a hammer.
With a hammer.
Sometimes.
Hammer. Key point, hammer.
Yes.
Yeah.
They released a demo for the upcoming Clear Dead Space knockoff. Really?
Red Faction.
Jesus Christ.
Red Faction.
Yeah. Hard.
I'm not getting this game.
Oh, man. So hard ripping off Dead Space. Like,
why? Why?
They've even got... They you know that? Bit
I don't understand.
Bit in Dead Space where they, like, limp towards you and they'd have that sort of trail behind them?
Yeah.
That's what... They do that. Like, why? Straight up.
I don't understand...
They jump around. Like, even got, like, the big claw kind of hand.
Yeah. So this is exactly what... We was talking about back when that trailer came out ages and ages
ago.
So
the thing
remember
that was
we were
fun,
talking about that.
Yeah,
you know, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah,
Red Faction was just insane. Like they'd say, "Hey, there's a bad man in that building.
Yeah,
go kill him." And you're like, "I'm gonna stand about a kilometer away and fire a hyperbaric
salami rocket,
hyperbaric."
At it. And then he's probably going to die, and you take out half the building with you, and you go, yay!
Yay. Winner, friends.
Well, this is like
I got a cramp.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, it's a good one.
Oh, it's a good one.
Get up. Oh, gee, that's some serious business. He's
right
gone.
Into the cramp.
Steer into the cramp. Oh, live cramp.
Wow.
Jeez, damn, poor bugger. He's seriously injured, ladies and gentlemen. He's coming back now.
Nathan's
walk it off, you're okay? You alright?
Need some more salt.
Yeah, you do need more
salt.
Yes, salt. I think that might be an old wives' tale, but...
The salt, you don't have enough salt, you get cramps.
Yeah.
God, maybe. Damn, that hurt.
I don't think you can just eat a big bag of salt.
Oh, I'm going to have to go home and eat a big bag of salt now.
Don't do
like
that.
Like a canister. Oh, canister of salt.
That's the saltiest thing I've ever eaten, and I once ate a big thing of salt. Quotes.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
So, that's all right.
Powerful pain.
Now, Adam, if you'll let me get back to this video game rather than being injured.
I'm sorry. Keep going. Masseuse my leg.
So, this is like you're in a cave... A big empty cave.
Why?
I don't know.
Hey, no. Remember the old Red Faction? Yeah. Used to be able to blow holes in walls in a little caves, right? You used to burrow.
So you're making you
can you do that now?
In the holes.
Yeah.
That you
well,
put
can
in the
you
last
can
game.
You dig holes in this one? No, you can't. You can't actually dig holes. The walls are solid.
You can break things.
Yeah, everything, and then fix them.
A staircase. Oh, that's cool.
No, there's plenty to destroy. There's The destruction is definitely there.
Yeah.
No, there is. I don't think you were doing it right. I bet
plenty.
You. I bet you.
In
I can name
game,
two things
leveled...
that you didn't even know about when you played this demo.
Go.
Okay. Did you do melee at all? Yep. So there's one.
I didn't bother because there was no hammer.
That was priceless.
First one.
Jeez,
out the fucking.
All right, I'm ready for the second one now.
I knew
melee was there. I just chose not to use it.
Yep.
Okay, so continue.
I'm not surprised.
What does he do? Does he stomp the ground?
No, he doesn't stomp the ground. He actually uses the little... He's got this rebuildy gun.
Yeah.
And he actually uses, like, the force push like with a punch.
Okay.
And so it's the hammer. You are the hammer. Like you, can,
you are the one who is a hammer.
You basically punch through walls in this rather than
yep.
So the next so they have tweaked a lot. It's supposed to be like a lot of the weapons are I don't know, a bit more user friendly, I guess, than they were in the last one. So there's things like, and they're meant to be incredibly super duper destructive.
Yeah.
Like one of the last weapons you get in the demo is the like assault rifle.
Yep. Yeah,
standard assault rifle comes like last, and the first one you get is the magnet gun, and the magnet gun is like point
A. It
just hits
a little horseshoe.
I'm not even metal.
Ah, my head!
You son of a bitch!
It fucking hurt.
Stuck to my shoe.
Is that a
steel cap? Oh, nice. But what you do is basically click on one thing and then click on something else, and they'll just go together.
Oh, that's cool.
The
that's,
first thing gets sucked into the second.
Into the second Red thing. Faction. Yeah. It's very Red Faction.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's very cool because you can go, well, that's big and pointy. I'm going to hit that with this. And as soon as I see a guy, I'm just going to click in his direction and it just launches at them, regardless of how big it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had an awesome time going, this giant structure, that, and I'm like walking along and a guy comes out and goes, yeah, I'm a guy from Dead Space. And I go, click. And it just flies at him and just collects him.
Yeah.
And I was doing that in this one part with these giant crystals and stuff and just pinging them around like they were giant missiles with a magnet gun was really
fun.
That's
cool.
Then there's the grenade launcher. You got like a grenade launcher, which is pretty stock standard. You know, like
shoot it
and detonate it afterwards.
Yeah.
A singularity gun.
Yes,
yeah, so it's so exactly the same as the singularity bomb where you just drop it,
yeah.
Except it does this awesome effect where, you know, last time it basically just sucked everything in and then exploded.
Yeah.
Well, it does this cool thing where it sucks everything in, holds everything, like it explodes, but spins it, yeah, it holds it in the air still for a second. You can watch it just hang.
Yeah.
And then, it explodes and then everything gets caught in it and then it just drops. So it's like this really cool combination of the two different things from the last game.
Yeah.
Mech suit was there, I guess. It was pretty boring.
It was or it wasn't? Yeah.
I just found the demo itself, like...
It was, don't get me wrong, I was kind of over it by the end.
I think it was setting. Like, I have seen some parts where they're above ground, but underground, like, you're running through,
dull, like,
shit markets and stuff that have gone to crap. And
shit markets.
And the fact that it was like he was...
What do you fucking come as? A fucking shit market. That sounds like an insult.
Yeah, the shit market. Yeah, this... The dude is meant to be like a grandson or something of the guy that you were. I don't even know why you'd make... it's not the same guy.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
What the fuck?
It's meant to... I think I read that somewhere. He's like... The fact that he's a wisecracking dude, I'm like... It's not Nolan North, but it sounds like a guy doing a Nolan North
impersonation.
And then he literally has a robot sidekick lady. Like, she's like the animatronic, the AI voice in his voice. And it was the worst moment ever. He goes, man, these guys are a real pain in my ass. She goes, I'm not detecting any structural damage to the gluteal area. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's
that was so lame.
That's fucking some lame balls.
Yeah.
I once saw a set of lame balls.
They did incorporate some of the backpack stuff, though.
Oh, cool.
Shockwave thing was really cool.
There's one thing, where the guy's running. Like there's a force push, basically.
Yeah.
And then there's another one. When you're in the suit, they do the rhino charge.
Yeah, yeah. It's always handy.
Did you see that?
Nah.
Two!
Yeah, I'm real bummed out that I messed up that time. Got me on that one.
Yep.
You win,
I was right, though. I was right.
No. Take that victory and enjoy it.
I am.
Take it.
I am.
You run with that.
It's not a surprise.
I would love to see it not underground.
I just don't think it's going to be. I think it's going to be underground.
You know, all this makes me want to do is go back and play Red Faction.
Yeah, go and play Red Faction. You'll enjoy that.
Yeah, the thing with Red Faction was it was just fun to cause chaos and then do missions, which were about causing chaos. And in this, it's like, no, it's really important. The storyline is clearly what they're trying to do. It's like, dude, no one gives a fuck about shooting bugs underground.
Yeah,
like,
I can do that in Dead Space.
Even then, it's a better setting in Dead Space. It seems like a budget Dead Space with exploding
stuff.
It looks
good, Dead Space.
It doesn't look great. It looks good, but it doesn't look like Dead Space.
My fear back when we saw the trailer for this was that they'd basically missed the point, and by the sounds of it, they've missed the point.
Well and truly, by a fucking mile.
That's so weird. It's such a weird game.
The thing that got me re-interested in this recently is I saw somebody playing multiplayer. And the destruction
mode,
holy shit, the destruction. It's like they went, oh man, I know how to make this fun. Let's make this even more ridiculous. And in that, they put in like giant steel balls. So you like say, hey, magnet to that. You now destroy this giant structure and it will like fly over to it and just destroy it.
So they still know what we want to do. They've just put it in a really fucking strange package.
Well, I suppose they're probably trying to do a more linear game experience and then push the multiplayer, I guess. I don't think there is any, but there's no deathmatch anymore. They've taken that out entirely. So there's no running around and hammering each other.
Well, that's not fun either.
Yeah.
Dude.
I don't know.
That was the most fun I had in a multiplayer game in a long time. The multiplayer we played in that.
Yeah, but apparently it did pretty poorly for them.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I still had a fucking ton of fun. I've got a copy of Red Faction sitting in my case.
That's it. That's all you need to do. Just keep that game.
Yeah, exactly. And I just feel like firing that back up. The only thing I wish that they could take from this and put it back in Red Faction is the rebuild gun that was in multi.
Yeah.
Because that's not in single. Like, it's just walk around and rebuild stuff so you could go, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to destroy this vital bridge that now takes me 10 minutes to get around because I blew it up within the first 10 minutes of playing this game. They just need that in there because it's funny with this too. There's, you know, you imagine them saying, we want a linear experience where you can blow up everything. It's like, but how do we make a level when you can destroy everything?
Yeah.
And they're sort of going, I don't know, undo button. And the guy just walks around going, undo. Like, I was just playing, and I was like, just fell through the floor. I'm like, where the fuck am I now? And I was walking around like...
Yeah.
And they've even put, like, the GPS system, like, in, you know, Dead Space. You know how Dead Space, he, like, touches the ground or whatever?
Yeah.
Or, no, he makes it come up in this real subtle line.
Yep.
And it makes sense contextually. Well, this is just, like, this giant glowing fucking arrows that shoot out of nowhere and just go this way, dumbass.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, it looks bad.
That's a shame. I mean that in all sincerity. That's a shame.
Yeah, but it's not a shock. After we saw that first trailer, it was supposed to be scary. And it's not scary. That's the other thing. Oh, is Dead Space will scare the shit right out of your bum hole.
Yeah.
Whereas it will leap out. It will leap out. I mean, like, put a little hat on and go, leaping, I'm out of here.
Leaping nuggets of shit.
Whereas this is just, nah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I play a good thing, though. Downloaded a game.
Tell me about it.
Jesus, don't forget. It's Modern Magic Clash of Heroes.
Yay!
This is a...
I didn't play this.
Fuck, man. What? You didn't play it? Neither of you played it?
No. No, I think I downloaded it, but I was capped, so it took too long and I forgot about it. So you just mentioned it now.
I've got a few of them. I've got Section 8 just sitting there, and I'm like, I'm never going to play that, but I downloaded it.
Don't play that.
Didn't want to. So, this is... what was it?
Good talk.
Might and Magic Clash of Heroes. Sounds like generic as fuck. And in a lot of ways it is. It's sort of like elves and tree men.
Dwarves.
Yeah, sure. Men.
Whoa.
Guess what? Men have castles. Elves have got
trees.
Bingo. There's deers.
Aww.
There's wizards.
Hey.
Shaman. There's...
same thing.
It's sort of like Lord of the Rings.
Different thing.
Kind of, exactly. There's, like, ants that are called, like, tree ants, but not quite ants. There's the main one.
I beg my pardon.
Guess what the main character is called? Anwen?
Hey!
Not Arwen.
Anwen.
What? And she's a princess elf. You're like, this is kind of close, dude.
You guys aren't even fucking trying anymore.
Look, it's Gandalf, the wizard.
Gandalf the white
Gandalf. Gray. I don't know. Golf.
It's like Fritos.
Frito. I'm off to take this bracelet to Mount Death.
I just like to think that it's like a Lord of the Rings game, but like based around like, you know, they bought out that Doritos game. Yeah. It's based around Fritos. Frito-Lay.
Fritos.
Frito-Lay. Got to drop the enchanted chip into the magic sauce.
I can't. It's too delicious. it is, and the other thing is, so it uses that really generic universe, which might be super original to the Might and Magic. I don't know, I've got no experience with Might and Magic. But then it's got this, the other thing is this kind of cheesy looking anime kind of overview, like all the characters look kind of anime-ish.
Anime?
Yeah, kind of anime. Not
like that.
Not fantasy. Anime-ish.
Yeah, right.
Right. That's
anime-esque.
Like anime.
Yeah. So then you're like, it's got this elaborate story. Right? Really elaborate. And Tasha's like, this is bullshit. She's just sitting there like, this is so shit. And they're like bagging me out. Like, you look at you and your fucking nerd game. Like, this is literally what she's saying there. Feeding a baby, sitting there like giving me all kinds of grief.
I love how you make Tasha to be like the most horrible person in the world on the podcast.
She does it out of love. And I'm sitting there laughing myself. I'm like, this is pretty bad. And I actually started playing the game and 3 hours later, I was like, this is fucking excellent.
Oh, wow.
So what are you doing this game?
It's a cross between a puzzle and a strategy game.
Okay.
So it's like basically a match
a
three game.
Puzzle G?
Puzzle G.
Strategizzle?
Strategizzle. Strategizzle? Strategizzle.
Strategizzle. Not the best hour of the night to be trying to come up with new words.
Oh, like strategizzle.
Strategizzle.
this strategizzle RPG.
Got that movie too.
It's also RPG because you actually level your character and level your characters.
Oh, cool.
So each different color there's different colors and there's different kinds of characters. So you have like Bowman, you'll have to start off with, depending on which character you are. So you'll have dudes who do ranged attacks or dudes who do... I'll explain how the way you actually line up against each other. So it's like one guy playing at the top, you playing at the bottom. You've both got about 6 slots where you can put characters. And it makes little to no sense. Like, you're trying to hit the back wall, and that's the character that you're fighting against. And what you do is you line up, say you line up 3 bowmen, and it'll say, yep, in one turn, these guys will fire.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen instantly.
Right.
And then they'll sit there and they'll go, yep, okay, one turn, and they fire, and then they just disappear. Like, they just go, and just disappear. Right? So you've used them, and then they just disappear. And then once you use up all your bits, you can call in more reinforcements, just like a random drop of more characters just drop in. Different characters need different things, different situations to actually work. So you have support. You have certain things like there's early on, there's a deer, like a stag, right? And you go hit them and they'll say, you get put, line up 2 things of the same color behind it.
Yeah.
And it will light up and then say, in 3 goes, I'm going to go and attack them. And
with
as
the stag.
It, yeah. And as it goes, if it goes through their characters, it kills them.
Yeah.
Depending on how powerful it is. But by the time it gets to the back wall, it will have lost a certain amount of power.
Oh, God.
It is intense.
I have no idea what you just said.
Sounds
like Yu-Gi-Oh.
I am in a world of mystery right now. In a sea of it and you're driving the boat.
So... You're right. It is baffling.
Oh, my God.
It is absolutely baffling.
Oh, God.
It's got that puzzle kind of thing, but some matches have different... like, you'll have to think about... If one guy's got some powerful characters lined up to attack you, ready to attack you, you can counter them with similar strength attacks. So when they attack, they'll basically cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Then... Like, you might have to avoid hitting a character on the field, or the character might move around in the top, so you can only... The win conditions are that you can only...
Sorry, I can't keep up.
This is like...
I'm struggling.
Either way...
I'm going to have to see this game, because I don't know what's going on. It sounds like nothing I've ever heard of in my life.
It is a little bit like that. Like, that's one of the things that hooked me so much, was it's really unique.
That's
and
cool.
incredibly well done. So, each... Ooh. You know when you're playing a puzzle game,
you play
one deck for, you know, maybe 10 minutes.
Mm.
This, like, I've had matches that last, like, half an hour, if not longer,
where
you're just fully just going back and forth. You're basically trying to knock this person out, like, run them out of XP, and you've got, like, special moves as well. I don't want to complicate this any further. And there's dragons for some reason.
Oh, now I'm in.
Yeah, so it's very complicated, but really, really compelling. And the way that it introduces it, it basically gives you one fancy unit.
Yeah.
And it says, all right, you get one.
Like a
learn
hero.
How to use that. No, but it's like, use that, and now you've learned how to use that. Okay, now these guys are going to help you. And now these guys are going to help you. It builds up. Your army builds up. And you get more and more characters. So I've basically just launched into the end part of it, whereas it's... you know, like, you get introduced really slowly, so you understand.
Yeah.
Then there's, like, puzzle ones where you've got to try and figure it out faster. Like, you know how some of those, you know, a match 3 game, you have to try and get the entire thing out in, say, 6 moves or something like that? There's ones like that. There's quests where you've got... It's like a little RPG as well. You're running around these dots and get to a guy and he's like, hey, I need you to kill this guy for me. He's a mercenary. And you've got to go and find that person, collect the bounty. There's random loot drops. There's like... So you can level up individual characters.
Okay.
It is awesome. And after I finished the first campaign, to give you an idea of how big this game is, like I finished the first campaign and it was up around about, I think, 7 hours.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
There's six.
In six campaigns.
Six campaigns.
Shit.
And it's
massive.
It is enormous. And the thing is, it turns out it was a DS game.
Yeah.
They've redrawn all the characters and the animation is friggin' awesome. On the actual field, like, all the characters have their own full-on animations.
Yeah.
Like, they'll have stock standard standing there animations, then they'll have moving ones, they'll have when they're actually selected and lit up and stuff. It's awesome.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. I really think I need to... For many reasons, I need to have a look at
this
game.
They give you an enormous amount for free as well. Yeah. That's the other thing. You're saying, I was like, Jesus Christ, this has been... I've been playing it for about an hour before they were like, all right, you know,
you've had your fun.
Give me my money. And it was 1,200 points, and I was like, "Geez, that's a bit much." But I'm having so much fun, I'm just going to buy
it. Just going to buy it, yeah.
And that night, I played it for 3 hours straight, and I was just like, "This is just great.
It's really cool."
Yeah, it tickles so many different things. It's like RPG fun, puzzle fun, and a little bit of strategy, but not too heavy on the strategy.
Yeah.
You can pretty much just brute force your way through it.
Yeah.
But sometimes you'll fight a guy who's way better than you, and just fucking get yourself smoked. So I was like a level 3 or 4 or something, and this guy was level 6 and just absolutely wiped the floor with me, which he should have. So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Fucking fantastic. Right. So anyone who likes any kind of, like puzzly kind of games, I'm a big puzzle guy, and I love strategizzles.
Patent pending.
I would say definitely check this out. At least a trial. I mean,
I'm pretty sure I downloaded it. I'm pretty sure.
And you will start playing it. You'll be like, this is fucking generic as shit. Yeah. You just got to push through.
Oh, God, it's been 3 days.
Yeah, push through it. And I think I'm up to about, 8 or 9 hours now, and it's just like, this game is...
That's a lot for an arcade game.
It's longer than the Portal campaign.
By
a lot.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's great.
That's
check
nuts.
The fuck out.
It's really cool. 1,200 points. I'll check out the trial and see
check
what
out the trial, yeah. I'll check them out for free.
Yeah.
Get it. Keep the heads ringing.
Dinghy off the port bow. Porthole bow. Portal 2. Tie-in. Tie-in to...
All right.
Port bow 2.
It's a lot.
Dinghy.
Oh, it's a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
It is.
Ding, ding.
I don't know. I'm just excited to talk about this game.
Yeah. Oh, gee, heck.
I didn't like it. I'm going to put that out there now.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
Good fake out.
I was worried for a minute there. You'd lost your game marbles.
No.
This Portal
don't
is a little...
Don't do it.
What?
It's not a triumph. It's not a great success.
No.
Nathan, leap over this
table. You're not making
table
a note here?
Filled with all sorts of sugary treats sugary and treats punch you right in the mouth.
Right in your mouth.
And you
now
would be right to do so, Adam.
I would be.
And I will not.
Thank
I promise.
You.
This game, Portal came out as a little bit of a weird... I don't think anyone expected Portal in the orange box to be the highlight.
No.
And I would argue that...
And it wasn't. Team Fortress was.
Damn right. But...
No.
What a game.
Destroying.
Review over.
And it wasn't.
Three stars.
Three stars.
Podcast over. Have they improved on Portal 2?
I suppose when word got around that Portal 2 was a full retail product for 100 ducats, people were a bit sceptical.
Were they really?
Yeah. Tons of cunts were. Maybe. I'm just saying things. I didn't do a survey or anything.
Making it up?
I've got nothing to actually
I'm just trying to tell a fucking story here.
No, okay.
You're like, who?
What did they say specifically?
I'm asking those exact questions.
Fine.
Everyone was excited.
Who did say?
I'll get my paperwork out.
I found out about Portal 2. I was like, very good.
Excellent.
Yeah. Let's have it.
Yeah. Were you surprised that it was full priced? Like, as in a standalone?
You know what? No.
No, I wasn't either.
I wasn't that surprised. But, I mean, dubious as how... Like, after Portal, I was like, yes. Ah, enough. Mm. Thanks. Mm. Had the exact right amount of Portal. It was like 3 hours. Because after that... Yeah. It's like soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you have too much soup, you're like, ugh. That last half of that bowl... Soup. Last half of the bowl, you're like, oh, I'm sick.
It is
of
like,
bullshit.
It's like, who likes drinking their dinner? I don't like drinking my dinner.
Exactly.
Fuck that.
Too much.
No.
The right amount of soup.
I don't
like
soup. I don't like
soup. Doesn't look like enough. From the outside, you're like, this isn't enough soup.
You know what the best part about soup is? The bread you dip in it.
Yeah, I love that.
Or
toast with lots of butter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unless it's like a good soup with lots of chunky.
Oh, body. A body soup.
Body
yeah.
soup.
Not necessarily.
Body soup.
I like good
old
fashioned like tomato soup with toast in it.
Really?
That's
You're
good.
A plain man.
I like dipping my toast in that and then tipping the rest in the bin.
All right. Seems very wasteful, but.
Really
yeah, fuck that.
Wouldn't you put it in the sink?
Fuck that leftover soup.
Why don't you put it in the bin?
Fuck it.
Right.
It's odd.
Soup makes me angry.
Okay.
Actually, Beck makes really nice pumpkin soup, too.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
And, like, one that's like a minestrone.
So,
Portal 2
failed
was like,
analogies later. I was sort of like, yeah, that was enough. You know, like, it got harder at the end.
Like a soup.
Like a soup. Soup does. Gets difficult at the end.
I don't like soup.
So... So here's a full campaign. It's going to be a big version of that. You sort of, you think, well, you could just release a stack of fucking levels and be like, check it out, you're a different person. The first one's premise being you're a test subject.
Mm.
You know, they could just, you're another person. Well, this is the other thing we've got to make sure this is going to be completely spoiler free because we're going to do a full spoiler cast.
So
don't worry. We aren't going to ruin anything.
Yeah.
For you at least, because if we accidentally say something, we'll only ruin it for Adam.
Yeah.
I haven't finished it yet.
I know, and that's why we'll ruin it.
Oh.
No, we're gonna keep this completely kosher. So we'll just talk about the game in general, specifics. Yeah. So it would have been easy, is what I mean.
Yeah,
you could have just made it more of the same.
Yeah,
and that is absolutely not.
It's
like,
not Valve style, son.
No way.
From the moment, from the off, like that very moment you start that game, you're like, you guys have done something that is very unique instantly. You know that it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, it's so good to be back in a Valve game.
Yeah, it does.
A dedicated Valve game.
It feels like as polished as fuck.
Yeah. Which is amazing considering the engine is how old now?
Yeah.
Super old.
Yeah.
Like, it feels, it's like one of the most sort of well-polished and solid, I guess is the word.
It still does some cool stuff, too. There's some really cool effects in that
doesn't look
I don't understand shit about video game engines and stuff, but I think that the way that they so heavily modified that it barely resemble the original.
Yeah, it's still, I didn't load up that game and go, fuck, this looks so much better. I looted up and went, hey, I'm playing Portal again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Much?
Yeah, it is noticeable.
Really?
Effects wise and just little things all over the place. You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
Because I did. And it was like, it does look considerably better.
Yeah, right.
The other thing is we all played it on 360.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a decision that we'll talk about a little
later.
We'll
talk about that later. Yeah.
I was blown away from the moment that it started. It was very clear that they were like, all right, they're not going into this with a soft sort of ball. It is absolutely their A game from moment 1 second. And I love the fact that when all the screenshots and stuff came out, I was like, oh, jungles? Like, what the fuck? How do you possibly do that?
Yeah.
And for some, like, within seconds, they do a pull totally
on a fucking palm leaf.
They totally convince you of the area. Like, it instantly feels like you're in a dilapidated version of the place.
Yeah.
You know, like, they sell that instantly, and the fact that it's all broken and isn't working properly is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the
what the fuck just happened there?
I don't know. No, the humor of this game too, I found, was just fantastic. Oh. Like, so well written.
So on it
from the very start, like you were saying,
you can't spoil any of it. That's the thing, is I can't tell people about this game who I want to play the game, because I want to tell them within the first, you know, within the first opening minutes. There's a moment that is so funny that I'm just like, oh, you just want to say it. But if you haven't played it, it's such a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
It's
great. You know, like,
it's
everyone knows what it is. Yeah,
yeah.
I
played this when I got it, the night I got it, started playing it, and played probably a good 2 hours, maybe 3 hours of it, maybe. Probably not that much, probably 2 hours, but anyway. Laughed so hard for that first 2 hours. I'm like, I've got to show Beck this. I've got to show Beck this game. The main sidekick character is voiced by Stephen Merchant, who's basically works with Ricky Gervais. Very funny man. One of the writers from The Office.
Extra.
He's got a very specific way he delivers dialogue.
Yes.
In all his characters, and it's one of the. I mean, obviously, he does it well in all his roles that he does it in, but in this particular iteration as the little droid, robot, it's so
Wheatley
suited and so perfect that you can't help but you buy in so
the
well.
The amount of character that they're able to squeeze out of a robot
little
face
robot
too.
With two eyelids.
Sliding up and down things. But the way his head moves around, his eye moves around inside, like it looks like a convincing machine. It is so well thought out.
But, I started this game again from scratch, like, straight away and kept playing again, just because I wanted to show Beck the first bits of it. And I could have easily gone back through and gone back to where I was, but I just started playing it again from the start.
It's easy enough to do.
Yeah, easy. Yeah. Like, it was great. I'm enjoying this. It's really good. So, that's been a huge thing for me of how funny it is. And I think GLaDOS as well. GLaDOS, I feel weird saying that in an Australian accent. GLaDOS. It doesn't feel right. But she's funnier in this one too, very much so.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing, and I don't know if this is going to be much of a spoiler at all, the funniest part for me so far up to where I am now is Cave Stevens. Is it Cave Stevens or Cave Johnson?
Cave Johnson.
His character, which is voiced by J.K. Simmons, it's side-splittingly hilarious.
And he's perfect for that role.
Oh, goodness.
Because
it's funny because I didn't know it was him. And I'm sort of listening to him. I go, this sounds like bloody, what's his name from Spider-Man? Bloody J.J. Bloody
Abrams.
Jameson. J.J. Abrams. Did all those songs and movies. So I was like, this sounds like, is it J.J. Jameson? J.J. Jameson? Jameson? Jameson?
Yeah, I don't know.
Daily Bugleman. I don't know.
Yeah.
Correct me.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds like him. Who is that?
Jonas Brothers.
It was him.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic because it sounds like that kind of character. Just all the dialogue issues. I don't want to say any of it. But I want to say all of it.
Yeah,
it's just all so funny. But I feel like it's halfway. I could be wrong. I've told you where I'm up to, and I'm just it's fantastic. The story for me has just got to a really interesting point. I kind of want to go home and play it now.
When the way that it moves you through environments is just so fantastic.
Yeah,
like it feels convincing as well. Like I feel like it's a lot. Obviously, it's a lot more story heavy than the first one. And you think about the first one. You didn't even know there was a bloody story till three quarters of the way through.
Yeah, that's right.
You thought it was just a really kooky, kind of funny
puzzle game. Yeah,
and all of a sudden there was a story, and it did really, really fantastically. Like I don't think you'd think at the start of Portal 1, oh, there's going to be a boss at the end of this. You just think there's
exactly.
And the way they set this up too, like there's some really nice little moments where you're not quite sure what's going on, or the gameplay changes quite dramatically, and it does that great thing. There's some awesome moments of like. Fuck yes, I'm so glad I worked that out.
Yeah.
There's some awesome puzzles. It's I don't know about, I think they've got better at teaching you how to do stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I didn't get stuck in this one anywhere near as much as I got stuck in Portal 1.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon I probably got stuck once or twice.
Well, that's
like,
the other thing is, you've got to think as well, you've had some practice now.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. You understand, like, when you went into Portal, that was a totally new way of thinking about doing things. Like, in every video game, you're like, I've got to get up there. I've got to look for the jump pad or the stairs or the door or the key or whatever for a way to bring it to me or lower it down.
Yeah.
Whereas this is like, nah, dude, just do that. And the amount of times, like, I've said to you is like, where you're like, oh, man, they introduce some new mechanic. You're like, I can't work out. I've got to do, because I'm trying to use this thing. I'm trying to get, and you're freaking out like, this does that. This does this. This does. And you're, I've got a motherfucking portal gun. I'm just going to make a portal. Like, fuck me. Like, there's so many times where you're just sitting there like, damn it. You know, like, how you're thinking too hard. Yeah. And then you realize, like, I've got a fucking gun that makes portals.
Like, the funny thing about that is I feel like being that it's a Valve game, I can't help but feel like something like that is deliberate. I know it's probably not, but that they will deliberately do things like that. They'll make a level for you that you have to think too hard about.
Diversion.
Seems like a Valve. I mean, that could be. They might just go, nah, dude, we fluked that. Like, you know, that's what you did. But there'd be, I would believe that that would be something that Valve could do.
Yeah. I feel like that there's no point making them diabolically difficult. Everything is completely solvable because they need you to keep up that
especially
pace.
In this game where it is so story driven.
Yeah, because if you could really piss somebody off for 3 hours and they'd be like, finished at 3 hours, that was good fun. But if you piss them off for like 8, you know, by the end of it you're gonna be like, man, I wish I hadn't got stuck for fucking half an hour. And it was I was saying to Adam before, there was one moment in this where I'm like, the way I'm trying to solve this is so ugly, it can't be right. Because there's no solutions in this game that don't make logical sense. There's no ones where it just goes, oh, you had to really dig around to find the solution. It's always like, and there was a couple moments in Braid where you were just sort of like, what? Like, oh man, I can't believe I figured that out because it was such a fucking chance that I did that. Whereas this, you're like, I can't believe I didn't A when I was trying to do nothing but B, you know, where there was this one that I was just bashing my head against for so long and it just didn't make sense. And Tash even walked in, she was just like, you've been doing this one for a while. I'm like, yeah, it's wrong, I'm not doing it right, so I'm just doing this until I try and work out, because I couldn't just sit there and blankly stare at the screen. And the worst thing is discovering something you just didn't see the entire time. You've been walking around this space for, I reckon I was there for maybe 15-20 minutes on one thing. And it was so annoying, like I nearly turned it off. I'm just sitting there going, what am I missing? And I saw this one piece, I'm like, oh, you gotta be fucking shitting me. And then it solved it within like 30 seconds. I'm like, god damn. But that moment is so rewarding. Just having that yes, you know, like I figured it out moment is so
between this and Braid, the only games that actually have that I can think of in recent memory that benefits from the, I'll come back to you another time. I've been on this for a little while. I'm going to play you again tomorrow night. And literally you turn it on and go, and there we go, I'm done. Every time there's always, because I always find that that's when I stop, is it's like, oh, okay, I'm getting a bit tired now. My brain's starting to really.
That's really funny. I don't ever, with Portal, I'll always, I'm going to bed after this. And I'll get to a fresh chamber, or I'll walk into it or something like that. And I'll look around, I'll go, all right, off. And I won't actually have attempted it. I'll never get to the point where I'm frustrated and turn it off.
I find this one, I've had more of those moments
where you just go, I can't figure this out.
No. I think I've had one or two that I've gone, I can't figure you out, and I've come back and done that. But most of the time, it has been a, you know, a look around and kind of go, nah, too tired. I haven't even shot the portal yet. I'm just like, tomorrow night.
Did you notice there's not as many, twitchy sort of like
reaction based
reaction
ones.
Kind of ones where you have to go, I have to go here, here when I'm in midair, I need to shoot that.
Yeah.
There's like a couple.
It's very flowy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, solutions. It's also like...
Even the vertigo ones, like jumping from a height to shoot out, there's not many of those, really.
Not really, because there's so many new mechanics and stuff that they sort of like, no, we don't, you know, we want you to try, you know, different things.
Yeah.
Presentation-wise, I think it looks great.
Yeah.
Like, I think it, you know, looks fantastic. Controls beautifully on the 360. Yep. Like, and because of the elimination of a lot of those twitchy things, you know, which came first, chicken or the egg, which they decided to get rid of them because of player frustration, or they decided to get rid of them because they wanted to be more friendly to a console, whatever. I think that it's a positive thing for, you know, for them to do, because there's no real... benefit of having it be like that.
That's right. Yeah.
The co-op. Did you play the co-op at all?
I didn't. No, I didn't get a chance to play the co-op.
Oh my god.
Co-op. Co-op's
dude.
Ridiculously fun.
It is. Yeah. It is as good. Fun. It is as good as a single.
Easily. Does it have a story and stuff?
Or? Yeah. It's completely independent. Every single level is its own unique thing.
Okay.
And can only be solved with two people.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, it's entirely. About
I went when we started playing this, it was I had a completely blank slate. I didn't know what to expect at all.
Yep.
And I was actually I there wasn't a point when I didn't think it would not work. I was completely clueless as to how that it would work.
Yeah, well, I was legitimately worried. I'm like, I'm used to solving portal problems by myself. I was like, what happens if I get in there and I'm a real dick? And I'm sitting there going, no, do it this way. Why are you fucking around? Stop fucking around. Do this, do this. Like, you don't know what the other person's going to be like with the... And you can imagine that, just people just fucking with each other in that situation too, because there are so many death traps.
But we did that. It was hilarious.
Yeah, but only like maybe two or three times tops.
Yeah.
And the rest of the time was like working and trying to work out how to solve the problems.
Yeah.
And it was a whole different kind of satisfying, where you'd be like, I'd be sitting there going, no, you've got to do this, you've got to do this. And you're going, hang on a tick, I've got an idea.
Mm.
And it was like this awesome collaborative, like seamless problem solving. It was so good.
It was cool because it didn't feel like it was trying to herd a bunch of sheep. Like, you know what I mean? It was like it was very easy to sync the two characters to do what they needed to do to get through the puzzle.
Absolutely.
Like, there wasn't a point of going, oh, you're fucking doing it wrong. Like, it was very much a...
And that's
probably down to Valve's design of the level.
Yeah, totally.
Like, they haven't left it too twitchy for two people to try and sync together. They've done a really good job of making it flow. Yeah, but I mean, even then, they weren't hard to figure out.
No, like, it was, you did them, like, second try.
Yeah. And that was... I mean, this game goes down as being the oddest game I've ever had fun playing co-op with. Like, and the one I would never have thought, but...
Yeah.
But I think I said it to you when we played it, is I would have never have thought to play this game co-op, but I can't think of a better game to play co-op with someone with. You are literally sharing your brain with someone to solve puzzles.
Yeah.
And it's...
To the point where you're sitting there just staring. Like, I remember one of these problems, I'm just standing there going, what? What does it mean? I don't understand. And you've gone, hang on, bang, and done it first. Like, the first thing that popped into your head was right, and I was absolutely blank. Like, I couldn't...
Was that that last one?
Yeah,
I remember that. But then there was, like, other ones where I was kind of like, what are we doing here? And you're like, well, you do this. Like, I found that you figured out a lot of the really complex ones, like, quite easily, but... You could break them down a lot easier than what I could.
Yeah.
But all the sort of more logic kind of, I guess, more simpler ones that would sort of right in your face, but you can't really...
Yeah.
Like, they seemed to come a bit more natural to me. And it was really cool because it was like that. You'd have two different things that would kind of complement problem solving. You know what I mean? Like,
co-op was a huge experience of, we're thinking too hard. You know, like, there was so many times where we were like, oh, trying to fucking do it. It was like this and then this and this. And we're like, wait. Start from scratch, you know, wipe off the chalkboard kind of thing. Yeah. Moments where you just go, nah. This is too ugly of a solution. Yeah. This can't be right.
But we had a couple of times there where, remember that last couple in the middle
we got to the door,
to the end of the puzzle and went, what the fuck is that switch there?
Yeah.
We didn't use that fucking switch.
Yeah, there was. There was a couple ones that we... I don't think we solved it right.
No, but we got to the end. It was like, but the way that we'd done it, it was still easy. I mean, as in like, you know, it wasn't like, you know, we fell through a, wall or something. Yeah. It was like, you still had to do it and it still ended up doing it to the point where it felt like that's the way it was meant to go. But then you got to the top and you're like, there's a fucking button there that we didn't use. That's
and if
really weird.
The ping system they've invented is phenomenal. You're just you just tap the right bumper and you're just like, and it just does a spot on the thing. It goes, look here.
It's like a laser pointer.
And
right.
it just
so
sits
a label
there
on it. Yeah.
with an eye. And it'll do that, you know, like you're looking in the wrong direction, it'll just go arrow on this side of the screen and then point you towards it. So you swing around and find it. The other thing you can do is go point at that and say timer. So you go, you're like, all right, on three, we need to both do this or whatever. And you're sort of timing everything.
Yeah. And there's a few bits where that was like a little three, two, one,
go
sort of thing. So you can actually time your movements. There's also a function to view what the other player views in the bottom of your corner, like a picture-in-picture kind of thing as well. So vital. If someone's up somewhere that you're not and you need to see something, like there was a few times where we solved a problem that I had to see where you were to figure out what I had to do where I was.
Yeah,
and we were totally two different, totally different parts of the map.
Yeah, and there's some really good moments too where one person basically plays controller of a level where you're watching what the other person's doing behind a giant glass wall, and you're having to do something while they're traversing it.
Yeah.
So like move things out
That's
of their
right.
way. Or,
oh yeah.
But there's not too many moments where it's sort of like I'm passing a box to you, and the only way you know you can do it is by being high up, low. It's like they're very
tutorial
complex.
Shit.
Yeah, they're very complex, but incredibly satisfying in to solve in the same way that single player is.
Exactly, yeah.
And
it's the same vibe, if not a more fun, relaxing way to play it, because I find the portal by itself, I zone out when I play it because you get in a full zone. But this, it leaves enough room for banter and it leaves enough room for teamwork to still be an enjoyable multiplayer experience. Like, you know, like it's, I don't know how they've done it, but they've done a fantastic job.
I know. And absolutely every time, at the end of every single level, there's these little, two little holes that you run into because you're two robots.
Yeah.
And you run into your little... Your little thing. And you're always, you're like, yes, we solved the level. And just run in there and stand in the elevator like, we finished. Like, that was so good. And it's just really, it's really satisfying. The only thing I was bummed out about was the amount of achievements that I didn't realize were co-op based that we could have done while we were doing it.
That's a bugger.
Because that is a very big point, is you can never go home. It's like once you played them once, you could play with someone else, I guess, but you know the solution.
You know,
or at least you've got an inkling or a remember. You sort of go, eh, I remember this one.
I had a friend message me and go, do you want to play co-op Portal? I'm like, I would rather you play it with someone who hasn't played it.
Yeah,
because
that's a
it's
moment.
More fun.
Yeah, yeah. We do have that. Yeah, rather you sitting back and go, oh, no, I think if you look a little harder.
What do you think there, son?
Yeah.
What
maybe
do you reckon?
Maybe you look over in this direction.
Yeah.
Hmm?
I don't know.
What about this?
I don't know, eh? Have a bit of a look. I'll be over
You're
here.
You're a dick.
Heck, yes, I am.
But it's funny. One of the achievements. One of the achievements is to play through as somebody who has played it and finished it with someone who's never played co-op through the sync level, which is the start level.
Okay.
Yeah, with them. So they want you to go back into it, but I'm like, I don't understand why you would do that.
Sweet. Yeah,
for sure.
Other than to know, like there's this awesome hub level too, like where you go to all the different levels, and it's got this giant information screen in it that just says like steps taken, portals used.
Portals used.
Oh, right.
And it's like, area of low performance, hugs. This is like zero hugs. But yeah, it's got unbelievably funny dialogue as well. Team specific dialogue.
Yeah.
Which is just classic.
Yeah, so actually some of that.
Some of the demotivational shit.
This is hilarious.
And deliberately like making you gang up on each other kind of stuff that GLaDOS throws at you.
She's
is just
like, you know, you're right, Blue.
Yeah,
orange
what
is,
you said. Yeah.
Orange is dumb or something like that. Like, stuff like that, literally like that.
And what was there was one awesome moment where she said, I was like, oh, I don't want to neglect you. You're very good at being an example. Like, you're saying here's an example of being shit. It's like, no, but you're very good at being an example of being shit.
I like how
classic.
You get the science points
science collaboration
points. Science collaboration points is a thing.
Yeah, and it makes no sense. Yeah. Like, and they'll be just like minus 200 for you for no reason. Like, for doing it right or something, you should be like, nah.
Like, and then it's like all of a sudden, like, so say for example, Blue has died a couple of times. It's like, oh, such and such Blue did this, so I'm going to award him 200 points. Yeah. And you're like, what?
Yeah.
What? What for? What
I know.
For? And it does nothing.
Meaningless. Yeah.
It does nothing.
Brilliant.
Science collaboration.
And it does have a story.
Don't do anything.
It ties into the main game. If any, I could have any kind of suggestion, I would tell people to play through the single player first.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that just makes more sense.
Yeah,
to just play through the single player, then
then go into co-op. Yeah,
yeah,
it's good. Do not overlook it.
And there's free DLC coming out, so I'm going to hang on to it.
Yeah, I'm going to hang on to it, I think.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Thanks, Valve.
Yeah, thanks, Valve.
Mm.
I want to.
Good chance.
Fingers crossed. If it was just co-op, stoked.
Yeah.
If they released a co-op pack, another one that's just another set of levels, I would buy it, Valve.
Yeah. Just imagine 4-player co-op.
No.
What kind of fucking shit would happen then?
Yeah, fucking 4 portals is enough to think about.
Goodness me.
Sometimes you're just sitting there going,
we'll fire them in all in the one spot.
On top of each other. Black hole.
Black hole gun.
Oh.
Black hole gun.
Song get! Wash away the rain, black hole sun. Won't you come? Won't you come? Hey, we didn't talk about the thing we said we were going to talk about.
What's that thing?
Oh, we're not good.
Why we bought it on 360 and not Steam or PSN, PlayStation, because it was a better deal everywhere else. PC, it was $45.
All right, get this podcast.
Peep this, man. Podcast.
Peep this. You could buy it on Steam for how much? $45. $45, right?
Yeah.
That's cheap.
Yeah, it is.
Or you could have bought it on a PS3 for the same price as an Xbox One with a free Steam.
Steam bath.
Right? You see where I'm getting at?
Yeah.
Why did we all buy it on 360?
I don't know. Why?
I don't know.
Oh.
Honestly don't know.
Oh, I thought you had an answer.
No, I had nothing. See, it was funny because most of the people I know bought it on Xbox. Most people. I don't know anyone that bought it on PS3. I know a couple of people bought it on Steam.
Yep.
Or playing it on the Steam.
I should say.
I don't know whether or not they bought it on PS3 and took their free copy on Steam and did that. But it's crazy. I don't understand. Like, for all the versions of it, PS3, Xbox got the worst, not the worst deal, but the most normal deal.
Yeah.
We should have really bought it on PS3.
Because there's no reason why we couldn't have just bought, and it's not like it's a huge multiplayer game.
No.
You know, co-op.
You need it once.
You need one person, not with a PS3.
My justification was really easy. I was like, well, for PC, I'll have to get some kind of headset so I can talk to somebody.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
And for PS3, I'll have to get some kind of headset to talk to somebody.
Or turn the Xbox on.
So, yeah, I'll turn the Xbox on, but I probably won't do that. But then I'm like, well, what are you guys going to do it? And I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'll just get it for the one that I know that I'm going to be able to play with people.
Exactly. It's really strange. Like, it's odd. Like, I mean, it's like, oh, no, yeah, could have easily said, no, get it on PS3, because then we'll have free Steam copies.
Yeah.
But
I still can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. It's a very strange thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Why did that not get offered to Xbox?
Because Valve did a big deal with Sony
to suck up for them last time.
And because Sony's letting them do all their Steam shit on there.
Yeah.
Was there any figures that got released about?
Yeah, heaps. Heaps of figures. They release them all the time.
Let me speak figuratively. Did they release any sales figures between sales
they
of
did.
Xbox compared to PS3?
Yeah, Xbox actually sold a lot more.
A lot more than it.
So what the fuck?
Well, dudes like their 360s.
Do they though?
Well, obviously.
I thought it was called an Xbox 360.
X-Bros.
That's really, it's just, I don't know, it's baffled me. Having said that, I bought it on 360.
Yeah.
You can't be too baffled.
Well, I'm baffled. Really? Ryan baffled.
Mm.
Mind you, though, Valve, like, Valve stuff seems more fitting on an Xbox for me than...
I think so.
PS3.
Why?
No.
Because it seems like
same
Microsoft.
Reason why I bought fucking Portal 2 on the Xbox.
Microsoft's like a direct competitor to Steam, though.
Yeah, I know.
They've got their own PC service. Store.
Yeah.
Microsoft's releasing apps
it's
on the
super
iPhone.
Super good. The world's gone crazy! But no, it's just... lucky we did not buy it on the PlayStation 3, Adam!
Why?
News!
Oh, God!
Old news. Oh. It made the real news.
Actual news.
I saw it on with like fucking Brian Naylor or something.
Yeah, same.
Brian Naylor. That sounds like a porn name. Brian Naylor.
He's a real guy.
I know he is.
Is he still doing stuff?
Brian Naylor.
Did
no, he's
die?
Definitely not. I don't think he died. Maybe he died journalistically.
That's the worst kind
Who's
of
that? Walter.
Peter Hitchener.
Walter Matthau.
No,
Peter Hitchener.
The local Peter guy.
Yeah, Walter. No. Dennis Walter. Christmas Carol.
Dennis Walter. Good Paul. Local guy.
Anyway.
Who's that local? He's local everywhere.
Local.
He was local in Shepparton when I used to live there.
So, what happened is, see.
What happened, Nathan?
News! Oh. Old ones. Oh, we're still, sorry. I'll throw into that thing. The PlayStation Network is exploded.
Hacked. It's been hacked. Hacked by internet hackers.
The first thing we heard about was basically what happened is everyone turned on their PlayStation you couldn't get onto PSN, and they went, oh, it's off for a bit. Don't worry about it. It's just down for a minute.
Yeah, we're servicing that thing.
We're servicing it.
Go play your Xbox.
Go play your Xbox. Just play single player. Single player is good. There's no problem.
Catch up on them single
player
games.
Don't worry. Be back in a minute. And by the time they're like, anyway, see as they close it all, like,
why is it down?
Yeah. I can't play Black Ops. Why is it down? Because we turned it off. Because some dude hacked in and stole 70 million or so account details. Mm. Just 70 million.
Mine?
Yours?
Mostly yours.
Everybody's.
Yours?
Stole yours 70 million times.
Actual figures are all over the fucking place. Because one of the things is they're always grossly overestimated because... it's fucking PlayStation Network. You can make as many accounts as you like.
Yeah.
I have three personal ones on mine alone. So imagine, you know, anyone who's got more than one, have made more than one for whatever reason, they all count.
Yeah.
So when people say, we've got 70 million users, it's like, nah, dude.
No, you don't.
The real figure is probably more around, you know, like four.
Yeah.
Or
still a lot.
Active.
Four people.
Still a lot.
Yeah. So it's still stacks dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what they confirm this is the worst thing, they just forgot to mention it. When you know something this big has gone down, you probably wanna, you know, inform your users pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Apparently they knew for about 6 days.
6 days,
what happened before actually
And then I got an email like probably a good 3 days after that from Sony.
Yep.
Mm.
They're just sort of going,
just letting you know,
look,
in case you don't look at the news.
In case you haven't been around.
Yeah. You didn't see Brian Naylor telling you shit. What happened is, they took, I love the way they framed it as well. It's like, look, we know for a fact they took your names and addresses, definitely, phone numbers, yes. Personal details that you entered, email addresses and passwords. But we don't know. I mean, we know they took all the other information, but we don't know whether they got the credit card. Who knows? They might have.
I love that. They might have.
Yeah. We can't count that out.
We're not experts.
I mean, we know they took all your shit, but they might have not double clicked on the folder that said credit cards.
John, they might have gone like, yeah, all right, I've got the name, address, the passwords. There's credit cards.
No, that seems wrong.
No, that's too far.
too far,
even for me.
As an
internet hacker,
I just want to send people out thank you notes.
They're saying
in
thank
the mail.
You. Thank you for
playing
being
PlayStation
a super
Network.
Duper man.
Mwah.
Loves and Kisses Hackman.
Now
Hackman.
The first the
Johnny Hackman.
The
Ryan Naylor.
The everyone straight away, including myself, was like, holy shit, Anonymous, you have done a number on Anonymous being the big hacker network of dudes who, like, you know, wear the V for Vendetta mask and and they've been gunning for Sony. For a while, they even to the point where they're like, hey, we're going to fuck you up. We are going to, you are going to witness an attack of size you can't imagine. And they organized a piss week rally that apparently six dudes showed up to, which in the, you know, in vain of V for Vendetta would be a nice little, you know, distraction in the world where then all of a sudden, that wasn't the real one. Boom. You know, like all of a sudden out of nowhere comes this fucking destroying attack that, you know, takes down the network.
Yeah.
They were really quick to deny it. To go, nah, dude, wasn't us. Because they are now going, holy shit, dude, this is serious. They are going to fuck with us. And they were like hands in the air going, nope, not us, not us. We can't guarantee, same kind of line. They were like, we can't guarantee that one of our guys didn't do it, but it wasn't an anonymous joint. You know, like they were trying to distance themselves, even though there's apparently been a file that was left on the server, which was a thing that was tagged Anonymous.
Yeah.
You know, like, but they can't, they were like very quick to say. Yeah. And you'd think, you know, if they'd done it, they'd be proud as punch.
Yeah, because they're basically saying that it's not their thing to steal credit card information, which, you know.
Yeah, it's not. They're like more like industrial sort of espionage.
Because didn't it all start like, it's not one dude that did it. Like, it's someone made a program that basically sets up your PS3 as a developer console, which then gives you access to Sony servers for whatever reason. Yeah. And through that, there's a backdoor in that, which then gets you in wherever you want to go. So,
So
the thing is, it's not just one person. It's like, this program was made available to whoever downloaded it. Someone completely different, I think. It wasn't Jihad.
Well, he was the first guy to jailbreak the PS3, so he's the guy who basically opened the doors.
Oh, exactly,
So he came out and was like, well, fucking sucks to be you cunts. You know, he basically came out going, that at them, which is like, you can't take that guy seriously after that white guy rap.
No, you cannot.
And that was really funny. My favorite part of that was he's in a computer chair.
Yeah.
You know, sitting there like raging like a motherfucker in a computer chair.
In a bedroom.
Check out my swivelly chair, motherfuckers. This thing was expensive because I sit in it a lot.
This was a car. It'd be an Escalade, but it's not. It's a computer chair.
Computer chair. Got from an office shop.
Office Works, motherfucker.
20% off day.
My mom bought it for me.
Up until this point, it's still down.
Yeah.
Now, as of this recording, it is still down
for a while.
Yeah.
And regardless of when it goes back up. They still think that they were like, it will be back soon, which is like, still, because apparently they're having to rebuild it, like basically from the ground up.
A thing I read today from like apparently from the security experts they've got in dealing with it is that most of their servers were running old Apache software, like real old versions, with no firewalls.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah. So it's like, here's the door. Oh, I forgot to put a door on. Oh, shit.
No.
Well, it's like, and now they're also offering, it's like, here's some anti-fraud thing is going to be given away to everyone for free, you know, like.
What?
It's like, thanks, Sony. It's like the guy walk in going, I've just bought you this really excellent bath plug for this bath that's now empty. There's no water left in it, but this thing will stop it from going out next time.
Enjoy your Sony product.
Yeah.
You sold it on eBay.
And there's been quite a pushback of people getting pissed off.
Jake Man has sold his PS3.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy how quickly people will turn on someone. And I think, do you guys think that it's actually gone to that point where it's, like, that damaging?
Yeah, I've probably gone to the point where I'm not even going to have mine plugged in anymore, network-wise.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get rid of it, but...
I'm not going to get rid of it because it's an excellent Blu-ray player, but...
It's so brand damaging. Like, it's embarrassingly bad for them.
I think it was Ryan Davis a giant bomb put up a thing and said, does this basically cancel out the whole Red Ring of Death thing for Xbox?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, they never, I mean, it broke, but it didn't steal your credit card.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm indifferent for this personally because my Xbox, my PlayStation, sorry, since a couple of weeks, it's been before all any of this shit happened, it's been in a cupboard.
Yeah.
Not doing anything. So,
but Adam, they're going to give you a free month of PlayStation Plus. Are you coming back? Are you going to turn it back on? It's a free month of a promotional service that gives you discounts on stuff, but then as soon as it lapses, you can't keep any of the stuff. Come on! That's a good fucking deal.
I'm indifferent to all this.
Sure, they might have taken your credit card details, but at least you're getting a month of discounts to buy their shit. Are you fucking serious?
I don't. That's
what they're giving away.
Yeah.
That's not.
What a fucking
That's not worthy compensation at all.
It's not.
What the fuck? Why not give something away? Don't give us a fucking service that then stops working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is very, very, very strange.
It's just. It's like saying,
I don't think they understand how the magnitude.
I know your car exploded. But do you want to test drive a new one? Huh?
Yeah, you know.
Huh?
Yeah. You could have this if
Buff
you paid for it.
Soup.
Soup.
No test drive.
Soup. I honestly don't think they understand how everyone actually does feel about this whole situation. Because
what the fuck?
It's pretty, it's pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big deal.
Like, I just feel like that, and the service being down for how long, and they're coming back with that?
Yeah.
It's like,
that's
wow.
Weak as balls.
Thanks, guys.
You know what they need to do is scour Twitter and find out how many people are basically saying, you know, I'm getting rid of my PS3, I'm buying this on Xbox, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. All to do with basically ditching their console.
Yeah.
That's fucking huge. You need to have a pretty big hook. Draw all these dudes back in because
Exactly.
I'm surprised the media hasn't latched onto this.
What's that? Sorry?
I'm surprised the media hasn't latched onto this harder than what they have already.
Games aren't important.
I don't know. It was not so it was all over. I got interviewed for the local paper.
Did you?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I'm fucking famous as shit.
Look out!
Can you sign my leg?
Yep. I'll sign your copy. But I mean, it made news like the nightly news. It made everything.
Yeah.
And I heard it again on the radio tonight. It was
crazy. Oh, they're also talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a big fucking deal.
I don't know. So you don't reckon you're going to get rid of yours?
What's the point?
Nah, honestly, are we going to do anything different now than we were doing before this shit happened?
No.
We don't play games on it. We don't play games.
Don't play as many games.
Oh, well,
on it, but
yeah, you know what I mean.
It just basically makes it. Well, I mean, I can't do anything online with it anymore because I don't trust that.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm like, oh, I probably just won't plug it in anymore. So, all online stuff's not applicable for me anymore, which basically just makes it. The only way I can describe it just makes it a DS for me. Like, I'm playing one sort of game on it every now and again. So, it's a console I'm now only playing
every now and again. I feel like it'll probably make people reconsider next time as well. Like, Sony's really going to have to work their ass off.
They will.
It's pretty big, yeah. I mean, I don't know
Maybe
what big
games...
Maybe
they'll give away a free demo. Oh. How'd you like that?
Oh,
huh?
That's pretty good.
You can keep
Uncharted
that,
Uncharted 3!
You can keep it.
Yeah.
Well,
until we're going to turn it off.
It's a beta.
So it won't be running for that long.
Yeah.
Just off.
For the duration of that particular
beta. It's about a week.
But free!
Free!
For you.
I don't know what else is coming out.
I want to play
Uncharted 3.
That's the next one, is it?
I haven't finished Uncharted 2.
It's good.
And Journey as well, I'm really keen for.
Journey? What, Don't Stop Believing?
No, that was hilarious. Well.
Oh, that was good. That was a good burn. That was a deep burn.
No, the
you haven't clicked on that link
people
yet.
That's good.
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that does look cool.
Yeah.
It was a new,
was that,
it was a new Duke
the
Nukem
game
video.
By the people playing Flower. Playing Flower.
yeah.
You fucking...
What?
The people who made Flower.
Flower,
making
yep.
another game called Journey. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah,
How that, are all these developers feeling about this?
Yeah, fucking wonder, burned yeah. because yeah. they're losing money hand over fist. Yes.
So what's they this are not making do for all the PS3 exclusives that aren't in-house titles?
I would say they will most likely reconsider where they put their dollars yeah. because I've read interviews with dudes saying I can't believe like this is still down. We've had no communication from them. Yep. We're not making a cent of revenue while this is happening. Yep. And they're not going to get any kind of recompense for it. Like there, if that's even a word. Is that a word?
It is a word, yes.
I nodded like it was.
Renaissance. They're not getting a cent of Renaissance.
Do you say recompense?
Wrecking the pants.
Wrecking the pants.
They're going to get a single pair of pants
no,
from this.
Wrecked. No, wrecked
no pants.
Because I'm just thinking, what are the other things that are coming out? The HD remakes. That's probably something I'd be really looking forward to playing.
Yeah.
Of Shadow of the Colossus.
Be pushed to next year.
Yeah, this is
pushed to next year.
Honestly, this is the most.
By then we'll forgot about it.
Yeah. Exactly. This is the most I've thought about it since it's happened, and the more I think about it, the more I think I actually do give a fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Like,
all of a sudden, when you like, I get shitty at Nintendo because they're like, "Oh, enter your credit card details again." You're like, "Fucking hell, dude! Yeah. Can't you just store it?" And I'm like, "Thank you for not storing it.
Storing my things.
Thank you, Microsoft, for not losing it."
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
But that's Microsoft did the best dick move ever.
Yeah.
It was like out of nowhere. They're like, "Hey guys, free gold weekend for everyone. Come over. We're still working. Everything's functioning just fine in Xbox Town. I got a turgid erection over here. I'm sorry, Sony over there. What's the matter? Oh, it happens to everyone.
Oh, that's
the
right.
The service is down.
That thing. I forgot about that thing. That was really insensitive of me, wasn't it?
Sorry.
Too soon. Anyway,
party over
gotta,
here.
Gotta go. I'm hosting a little shindig over here.
All you guests who are welcome to come.
Shit.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad.
Something that's the other thing that's humongous news that's come out that has it's been confirmed that Nintendo is definitely bringing out a new console.
Yeah.
Wii 2.
Next year. Maybe.
The Quickening.
Yeah, no. Maybe. We're not sure what it's called yet. It's called Project Cafe. So maybe it's a little
shit name.
Maybe
it's a real shit name.
It's a project, though. So they had Project Dolphin. Ultra
that's shit, too.
That's Revolution.
That was what the Wii was going to be called.
Natal.
Yeah, it's our dad.
Hi, I'm Natal.
That's very
I'll be
shit.
Cutting your hair today.
Doesn't sound like that.
Man, I fucking cut your hair.
Natal.
Can't do that.
Could you cut my hair?
Yeah, you're right, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. But, no, that's a poo name.
Well, there's...
That makes sense. It makes me think
of... As with everything, yes.
Is a cafe. Literally.
Wow.
Other things I wanted
wow.
to say.
Wow.
That's a stretch.
But you know what? You know what I don't do at a cafe? Is play games.
Video games.
That's a dumb name.
Interesting what the initial rumors popped up, and, you know, this shit happens all the time. Some renders came out of these kooky as fucking balls looking controllers.
With a screen on it?
A screen in the middle. It looks like a traditional controller with a screen in the middle of it, like a touch screen. And then some shitty looking, you know, main console part.
Yeah.
But it looks just insane. And so, you know, of course, people are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo really quickly after, a week later, it's like, we're releasing a new console. And it's like,
okay.
If it has nothing to do with those renders, you probably should have given it a little distance.
Yeah.
Because now everyone thinks it's going to be a motherfucking screen.
And when
it comes out and it's like, check it out. We put a Wii Plus in the remote. And he's like, didn't you do that last time?
Yeah.
Shut up.
In the remote.
In the remote. Wii 2.
Here's Mario.
Bowling 2.
We put an analog stick in the middle of the A button.
Why?
Now you can play Mario 64.
You get an analog stick. It's absolutely insane, like what the rumors have been flying around. It's a rumor to have a 25 gig disc. So Blu-ray style disc. Which isn't a surprise.
No.
Enough to at least HD, for fuck's sake, please.
Oh, God.
That's not a feature.
720p at really. Least, motherfuckers.
Something.
Something.
It's, yeah, so...
8 gig of hard drive in it?
Yeah, some kind of internal storage. The idea of it being a touch screen, does that make, like, would, is that an interesting thing to you? Like, wouldn't that...
I think it could be. Like, you think of how the DS uses a touch screen sometimes for, like, maps as you're playing and things like that. Oh, yeah. You wonder.
Yep.
I don't know.
I think to look at it, it's a cool gimmick. That's your excuse for everything.
But it could be a really interesting thing.
So I roll.
It could be really interesting.
That's good. Okay.
But I mean, it could be really good to have a touchscreen in there. Like,
I think it could be
additional stuff for a controller. I don't know.
The thing that gets me is that it'll be like.
Seems too it'll
be
weird.
Like you'd use it and be like, oh, that'd be really cool for specific things in the game. You know, you could do your little touchpad thing.
Yeah.
Like your inventory is on there or something like that. Yeah. And they go, Nintendo will come out and go. No. If there's any games that rely on that pad...
Yeah, we can't have it.
We can't have that there that won't work on the Wii.
Because look at this bloke. He's got no hand. I don't want to leave him out.
This guy's got no eyes. You know, it's not suitable for him, so don't put it in the...
So it's only going to work for people who don't... It basically does nothing, is what I'm saying.
This is basically it, yeah.
Or it's going to work for everyone. It's a cookie thing where you would do a driving game, but you have to steer it on the touchscreen.
Yeah, exactly.
Something awful.
Yeah, exactly. I'd like to have something like that with the speedometer on there or something like that. Or
it's just too weird, though.
If they do it, like, think of, like, the first lot of DS games or even DS games now, that the way that utilizes that screen, if it's not a part of the control or if it's not, like, you know, in, like, you know, for example, games where you go up and down different platforms. If they do something like, you know, inventory or a speedo or, you know, like hotkeys for, like, you know, spells in an RPG or things like that that are just sort of there and you can change them on the fly, stuff like that, I think would be really cool.
That could be really cool.
Yeah. But yeah, if it's just going to be just a screen on the thing.
Imagine a future where you could have hardwired buttons that also did spells. Like, imagine
that.
As in a button. It looks like a more traditional controller as well, which is
an
interesting turn for someone who is so hard going after the casual market. Like, if that controller is a real thing, you wonder or not if there's going to be different kinds of controllers. Because it'd be interesting to see whether or not they build up this huge audience that love the Wii and then say, all right, now learn a new controller that's way more complicated, even though last generation we spent all this time trying to...
Maybe backwards compatible, like those controllers for games or something.
Yeah. Oh, like you use your old Wii remotes. You'd think they'd want you to sell some new Wii remotes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's too
maybe
weird.
They're going to taking a different approach, you know?
Well, one of the rumors I've heard was people saying... They have made their massive... they discovered that when you're the Wii, dudes buy hardware, don't buy software.
Yep.
Whereas we, the enthusiasts, buy hardware and software, and we buy software until the new one comes out, then we buy everything again.
Yeah.
And we're the dudes who made them the money. So these casual people came in, they're like, oh, it's the Wii Bowling, it's the Wii Fit, it's the Zumba, you know, it's the... it's the one thing.
Yep.
We've got Mario and Zumba, and that's it.
They're super excited about sports because it comes with, like, six games on it.
Yeah.
We've got six games on the Wii.
One disc.
Yeah.
One disc.
It's amazing. It's the future. Whereas they don't go out and they don't go, fucking awesome, new Zelda. It's like, what the hell is a Zelda?
Yeah.
Is that the one with the bowling? No.
Well, don't you mean Zumba?
Do you mean Zumba?
The Legend of Zumba.
That's so good.
Well done, sir.
Oh, yeah. That's excellent.
Legend of Zumba. Oh, goodness. I don't know how buddy, that's going to beat everyone else that's not running off some limited hours of sleep right now.
Yeah. So it doesn't have that
podcast over.
Thank you. Good night. It doesn't have that kind of sort of. So there's like, okay, well, maybe this generation will be to try and recapture the hardcore
traditional,
and then. You know, they sort of go in the, like, casual, hardcore, which is a pretty big step. You'd think they'd just want...
It is, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I've got room in anymore for Nintendo, a hardcore Nintendo console.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like...
I don't know. I haven't
like
had one.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it, but I don't know. Personally,
not since Super Nintendo.
Yeah, well, like, you know,
the
like
64 is pretty like that's.
Well, that was that was pretty good. Yeah,
that was cool. Yeah,
but it wasn't my thing.
GameCube was pretty cool, but it was like we're getting into we're sort of at the stage now where, you know, like if say for example all this PS3 stuff that's going on, if the PS3 died tomorrow,
yeah,
I wouldn't lose sleep because I've got an Xbox 360.
Yep.
It's that kind of situation where back then when the GameCube was out, you had the PS2 and the Xbox as well.
Yep.
Three consoles that do the exact same thing,
yep,
more or less, yep, apart from their first-party titles. That it's one of those things that, like, is there room for a Nintendo, like a hardcore Nintendo console?
Because for a long time, they've been the not second rate's probably a bit harsh, but they've been the not so prominent console.
Family friendly, yeah.
They're running shit on a casual family friendly level.
They assumed they could have their cake and eat it too. They wanted to say, look, we've got your hardcore games. Here's your Metroid. Here's your Zumba. Legend of Zumba. Here's your Mario. Here's it, like all your hardcore games, Mad World. Then over here, you've got all your super casual shit.
Yeah.
And they were like, look, man, you can just plug in an old controller and it'll work. You can add the extra nunchuck and now it's hardcore.
Yeah.
Now it's casual. It's everything to everyone.
Yeah. But
the problem was all the hardcore guys are going, man, this looks like fucking dog shit. Like it still looks bad. And they trended towards the one that gave them what they wanted, which is like PC, PS3 and Xbox. And so they lost them. They lost a lot of faith.
Yeah.
And they held all these casual guys, but then they haven't, like, they can't capitalize it because they don't want to buy more games.
Yeah.
Like, so they say, hey, check it out. It's Wii Fit Plus and hope that people buy it. And then when people don't, they go, fuck, what are we supposed to do? So, I mean, it's an okay theory that the fact that they might just go, well, fuck it. We've lost those guys. They're not going to buy another. They're not going to buy a Wii 2 because they've got no interest. It still works.
Even though it is like.
They're not going to go 720p. Fuck yes.
Yeah, exactly.
High def Zumba.
I think,
whereas Wii are more likely to come back in if it looks like it's a new hardcore.
And they're coming in. Their timing is very interesting because they're coming in a good year or two before
the next ones. Exactly.
Xbox and PS3 are sitting back and just going, let's see what you fuckers are up to.
Yeah.
Because they've both gone, hey, controllerless, you know, like Xbox has gone controllerless.
Yeah.
PS3's gone, oh, we got a lot of
God, where's our internet?
Yeah. Yeah. See, they really want it. They're waiting to see, but they can't see because they've got no internet.
We don't know what's going on.
Some guys
check my daily feed.
Some guys down the road at like a Starbucks or something on their free Wi-Fi.
Hey, there's a new Wii coming out.
Bullshit! Oh, what's it got? Dunno.
I'm just gonna jump on a check. Oh God, I can't.
I've got to buy another cup of coffee.
You buy more data on my plan?
Yeah, it's
a little 3G dongle.
It's a crazy situation. I really look forward to seeing what they're going to do. They will be revealing it at E3. So
yeah, that's crazy.
In a month's time.
Nintendo were so good at just doing shit behind closed doors and then going, here it is.
Yeah, I'd like them
I'd like to see
what they're doing with this thing.
And then when
show it to me when
it leaks and they're like, yeah, so here it is. Oh, didn't we? We did. We told you last week. And we're like pretending like it was their own leak.
We leaked it
ourselves.
No,
we told you at the same time. Yeah. What?
Was that you?
And Sony's like,
oh, God, internet!
Microsoft's like, in the background in circles.
Microsoft's in the background, like, popping its polo neck
collar. Yeah, badly.
Cruising past in a Bentley.
Oh, God.
What's up, ladies? We're just going to a college mixer.
Want to jump on my sweet internet?
There was a Bentley in Liebig Street on, what day?
Fuck is Liebig Street? Podcast over.
What kind of Bentley? Like a Continental?
Bentley Continental, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Shit.
I was like, all right.
Fucking A. I want that.
Nuts.
That is nuts.
Crazy go nuts.
Crazy go nuts. All right.
Other things happened, but fuck.
But like that, I don't care. I'm going to go and sell my PS3.
Yeah, me
I'm
going
to beat you to it.
I'm going to get
how much you sell it for?
Sell for $2 less.
I think I'll get fucking $6 for it.
Yeah.
It's broken and old.
Yeah.
I don't think it's broken.
What are we
going
to talk about next time, chumps?
Brink?
Brink.
Brink. Brink like a motherfucker.
Brank. I'm going to go home and get some Brank on. Bitch. Brank. So Brank will be out because it got pushed forward.
I love things getting pushed forward. Yeah. That's great.
When something gets a generous...
And we might even play some fucking LA Noir as well.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, it's the day after.
Yeah. Nah, it's not.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it was before it got pushed.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And now it's like 20th.
Brink!
I'm
going to play Brink. I'm going to play Brink. I've been looking forward to this game.
I hope it's as good as Team Fortress.
I hope it's better.
That's a lower benchmark.
I bet it's worse. I don't know. I just wanted to disagree.
It is the worst game of release of the year.
We didn't get enough of a run on Team Fortress 2.
Jeez, they'd want to have that. How much are those dudes going to be like over at Brink's Town going, so Sony, how's that going?
How's it going?
Back up?
We have a multiplayer-based game that's coming out very soon called Brink.
Yeah. Entirely multiplayer-based. I'm just going to put that entirely. So
you want us to push it forward further?
We want money. Yeah, is what we're saying. It's because I can literally hear pre-orders being cancelled.
It's interesting. Hey, send us in your thoughts and what you're doing as far as the whole PS3 debacle. As well.
How did you feel about it?
How did you feel? Emotional. What have you done about it? Are you holding out? Are you jumping ship? It'd be interesting to know. I'm genuinely interested to know. Ranttheory@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Twitter.com/ranttheory.
Yeah.
Let us know. But I think that's about it for this week.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good podcast.
Yeah. I hope this was a good one for you to listen to.
Yeah. Sorry, got dumb in there a bit.
Oh,
I'm not, because that was funny for me.
I think we could have got dumber.
We'll try and bump it up next podcast. Legend of Zumba. That is some of the finest shit I think we've ever produced.
Some of the finest dummery we've ever produced.
I want to see a fucking Photoshop of someone, like make someone look like Zelda, but doing one of those Zumba moves.
Ranttheory@gmail.com.
Send us your Zumba Photoshops.
We will accept Twitlongers on Twitter if it involves a long link to a picture of that.
Shorten that shit.
Shorten that.
All right. Thanks heaps for listening, guys.
Thank you, guys.